The Breeze 94.
Doug Duda back with you here on The Breeze 94.5 and our coaches interviews with Mitch Pfeiffer of Mullen and John Coffey of Blue Hill. Brought to you by Ravenna Sanitation. Your trash is our treasure, serving Buffalo County for business and residential service. Ravenna Sanitation is your trash collection connection. Find them in your local yellow pages. We are just a few minutes away from kickoff here today, and yes, we are right next to the public address announcement speakers here at Mullen. But it is a beautiful day for football. Let's take a look at the starting lineups. Brought to you by Five Points Bank, the better bank in Kearney. Here's how things look for the home team, Mullen Broncos. The center is number 51, 210-pound junior Colton Hendricks. The guards are number 53, 210-pound senior Caden Licking, and number 82, 250-pound senior Tell Spees. The ends are number 13, 150-pound junior Zach Sweet, and number 74, 190-pound junior Kobe Walker. The fullback is number 31, 170-pound senior Matthew Stichka, and the I-back that we've been talking about, number 33, 180-pound junior Lane Edis. The quarterback for the Mullen Broncos, number 14, 140-pound junior Brady Gracie. The head coach of the Mullen Broncos is Mitch Pfeiffer, assisted by Russ Monette and Wade Marsh. They are undefeated on the season, 11-0, ranked 5th in the Omaha World Herald, 6th in the Lincoln Journal Star. And, of course, to get here to this 8-0 point, you want to look at the closest game they played in the regular season. It was down at Garden County, 56-32, and out at Paxton, 36-8. Here in the state playoffs for Mullen, they were able to beat Stewart 66-6, Giltner 53-8, and last week, Lawrence Nelson by a score of 36-18. No change for the Blue Hill Bobcats, same as last week. The center is number 61, 6'1", 205-pound junior Tony Bauman. The guards on the left side, number 77, 5'11", 185-pound senior Grant Streff. And the right guard is number 33, 5'11", 185-pound senior Ethan Sharp. The ends are number 18, 6'3", 195-pound senior Trent Carr, and number 22, 6'2", 180-pound senior McCoy Mankey. The fullback is number 42, 5'8", 200-pound senior Trent Court. The I-back is number 27, 6'2", 215-pound senior Lane Dicely, and the quarterback, 5'9", 165-pound senior John Rouse. Head coach is John Coffey, assisted by Tim Streff, Riley Arms, Jake Bachman, and Tyler Otten. They are ranked 3rd and 4th in the state, also sitting at 11-0 on the season. Blue Hill's closest game in the regular season was a 16-point win over Lawrence Nelson. And here in the playoffs, of course, they have picked up wins over Central Valley, North Central, and Twin Loop. And those are the starting lineups brought to you by Five Points Bank, the better bank in Kearney. Back with the kickoff in a moment.
When I was a little boy, I always wanted to ring the bell, the Salvation Army bell. I remember walking up to a store with my mom and dad holding my hand. They'd give me some coins, and I would drop them in the kettle. And that person ringing the bell would look down at me and give me a big smile. And I knew that bell rang loudest when I dropped the money into the kettle. Recalling those memories is one of the reasons why I always make a drop into the Salvation Army kettle. I look back now and realize how lucky I was back then. And I have learned that some families aren't as lucky. Now, I'm the parent, giving money to my two boys so they can hear the bell and be grateful and learn a life's lesson that need knows no season. We're going to be bell ringers again this year, and you can too.
Be a bell ringer for the Hastings Salvation Army. Register to volunteer today by calling the Hastings Salvation Army office at 402-463-0529. That's 402-463-0529.
You've made a smart choice when choosing Glenwood for your home and business technology needs. Glenwood has an array of phone, fiber internet, phone service and systems, data backup, and IT consulting. At Glenwood, all services are backed by a tech-savvy local team of customer service professionals that offer local support with exceptional customer service. Learn more online at gtmc.net or to speak with one of our service representatives, please call 402-303-1000. That's 402-303-1000.
The Breeze, 94.5.
It is football time here in Mullen, one of the places that just when you say football and Mullen, you go, what in the world am I getting myself into? Because Mullen has had such a great resume of high school football. And here today, they are not going to flip the coin until we are, well, right now. They didn't do it early, so they will actually have the entire ceremony here, but You send out a couple of the big boys here for the Mullen Broncos and three, four captains per side here, and we will see who wins the coin toss today and who will be heading into the offensive zone the first time today. You've been listening to the New Tech Seed pregame show. New Tech Seed, your yield leader. Contact Terry and Jason Stark or a New Tech Seed dealer near you. It's Blue Hill and Mullen, battle of 11-0 teams. And again, a reminder that you can always listen online anywhere, anytime. Our live streaming is brought to you by Barney Insurance, which is in Lincoln, Lexington, Holdridge, and Kearney. Mullen is going to defer. Blue Hill is going to take the football. The wind kind of whipping from our right to left, and so Blue Hill will be going into the little bit of wind that we have here at about 8 to 10 mile an hour to get this game underway. And we'll kick it off. The state semifinals, a trip to Memorial Stadium on the line when we return.
Get more than you expect. Direct.
Feeling like you need to go out of town for the best value on your new furniture? Why waste your time when you can shop Furniture Direct in Hastings? Furniture Direct has everyday low prices on top name brands like Ashley, Beautyrest, and Catnapper. Plus, get more than what you expect with express delivery, no interest financing, and friendly hometown service. Why drive when you can get more than you expect? Furniture Direct, behind Sonic on South Burlington in Hastings.
The Breeze, 94.5.
The State High School Football Playoffs on the Breeze and PlatteRiverPreps.com, brought to you by Husker Power Products, your full-service irrigation engine headquarters in Hastings and in Sutton. As we are ready to get this state football semifinal contest underway, the crowd starting to make noise. The ball is in the air, a line drive kick that will be returnable, taken at the 5-yard line by Joe Mackin, and he is hammered when he comes across the 15-yard line. Oh, my goodness, nobody put a hand on Ty Quanvig. Woo! And that will get you going right away. My goodness, Mackin just got sideways on that one when Quanvig leveled him. And if Blue Hill thought they were in a physical match last week, they may be in the same here. That gets the Mullen crowd really going, as you can hear, as we're ready to get this first play offensively underway for our Blue Hill Bobcats. Rouse will be under center. The wind picks up a little bit. They go with an inside counter to their fullback in a court, and he didn't even carry the ball one time in the game last week. And Trent Court carries it the first time here across the 20 up to about the 23-yard line. We'll say it is a gain of 5 and call it second down and 5. So right off the get-go here, Blue Hill showing a little something different. Rouse had a great game last week, not only running the ball, but throwing the ball. Blue Hill may have to do a little bit more of that as this game continues. They'll go with that unbalanced eye to the right side this time. Long count by Rouse. They go counterplay to Dicely. Dicely's got the first down across the 25. He stood up right around the 29-yard line, and that'll be a gain of 6. First down here for the Bobcats. So Blue Hill trying to get off to a good start. Of course, last week, remember, the second play of the game, they fumbled the football, twin loop, picked it up, and a couple of plays later, they marched it into the end zone, and then really Blue Hill kind of dominated the rest of the first half before twin loop took over in the second half. First down and 10, Bobcats at their own 29-yard line. Again, sliding to the right side, Trent Court, Dicely behind him, Rouse under center. Looks like Mullen's bringing some pressure up the middle. They are, but Dicely goes right by. He gets 5, he gets 6. He'll be across the 35-yard line to about the 37. Nice gain on the play again. We'll give him a gain of 6 more. He'll be second down and 4. So Lane Dicely just likes to run blast, 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 iso, 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 and he is very good at it. Give credit to those big boys up front. Your center, Tony Bauman, has to blow some folks up. Second down and 4. Now they go into that ace or diamond look here with the quarterback Rouse and the shotgun, both backs ahead of him, and he'll just take it and follow them off the right side. He's got a first down and more, 40, 35, 30, and he is gone. Touchdown, Blue Hill. A 44-yard touchdown run from quarterback John Rouse. We're a minute 40 into the game, and Blue Hill is on top. Rouse gets him going. So despite a huge hit on the opening kickoff here, Blue Hill able to shake that off and strike first. And now they will bring in one of last week's stars, Joe Mackin, to attempt the extra point. Of course, he hit the field goal with the tie game. 7 seconds to go to end up winning it. Left-footed kicker. Rouse is the holder. Snap is good. The placement down. The kick is away, and it is on the way, and it is good. So with 10:20 to go in the first quarter of play, we've already got points. It's Blue Hill 7, Mullen nothing here on the Breeze.
Ron's Pharmacy is your Health Mart pharmacy in Blue Hill with complete pharmacy service, including mail-out service. Ron's Pharmacy also has school supplies, American greeting cards, Russell Stover's candies, and Timex watches. You can trust and depend on Ron's Pharmacy because they've been serving you for more than 30 years. Ron's Pharmacy proudly supports academics and athletics in Blue Hill and wishes all the athletes and coaches good luck. Ron's Pharmacy, your Blue Hill Health Mart pharmacy.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Well, what a way to start the football game here for the Blue Hill Bobcats. Able to take it to 61 yards in a short amount of time and get the 44-yard touchdown run from John Rouse. And the Bobcats are on top by a score of 7-0 as they get ready to boot the football away. Mackin, a good, high, powerful kick that will be deep into the end zone, 9 yards deep. And Mullen will have to start at their own 15-yard line. Again, it's pretty old school here at Mullen. It's a sunken field down below the high school here. It's really cool atmosphere surrounded by trees and a couple of hills. Really only the side that we are on, the Mullen side, is open. The Blue Hill fans, just a few places to sit on the far side in front of the beautiful scenery that we have here, but they're not worried about sitting. Most of them are standing right now as Blue Hill will now play defense. First and 10 here for Mullen. How much will they ride Lane Enos? Tie-dye formation. They give it to him on the first carry. He tries to get to the outside, gets to the corner, and he'll be thrown out of bounds after a gain of 5. On the tackle for the Bobcats is Ethan Sharp. So they're able to get him involved right away, and then, it looks like there's already an injured patron on the sideline over here. There is not. They took out one of the camera cows from Blue Hill on the tackle. There is very little room between the edge of the field and the fence here. If you're thinking college, you can think Oklahoma, but there is not 10 yards. 10 yards max. A gain of 5 on the play that time for Edis. First down and 10. They'll fake the toss sweep, go straight up the middle, blast, and Stitchka's got the first down. He's brought down after being tripped up by Trace Hockingay, but it's a gain of 6. And a good, powerful start here as well for Mullen on the first down run by Stitchka. So 5, then 6. That's exactly what the Bobcats did on their first two carries, and it took them just 4 plays to end up going the distance in 61 yards on the 44-yard run by John Rouse. First down and 10 now for Mullen at their own 26-yard line. I formation, pitch play. Edis looking to get outside to the right. To the right, still stretching it. Now gets 5, and he'll be shoved out of bounds on the Blue Hill sideline after picking up 5 yards. He'll be across the 30 to the 31-yard line. So it'll be second down and 5 for Blue Hill. Excuse me, for Mullen after the Edis carry of 5. It'll bring up second and 5. And the winner making it to the state finals, a place that Blue Hill's never been as an 8-man program. They were there 3 times from 06 to 08. For Mullen, they've got championship banners all over. Of course, they're coming off their first state basketball title last year, and basketball practice could have begun today, but they're playing football. Here's the handoff off the left side, and not much this time for the big fella, as Lane Edis will get a couple up to the 33-yard line. Of course, here in Mullen, it hadn't always been basketball. Wrestling tradition so strong as well, but Mullen won their first ever state basketball championship last year. It's going to be third down and all of 3.5 yards here for the Mullen Broncos at their own 33. They need to get past the 36 to get a first down. Blue Hill's already on top, 7-0, 9:20 to go here in the first quarter of play on a beautiful afternoon for football in Mullen. Again, in tight. Quarterback Gracie sends him down. He's a small kid at 140. Pitches it to Edis. Tries to get to the right side, and he tried to jump for the first down and jumped right into the arms of the defensive back, McCoy Mankey, and he's a load to bring down. He is short of the first down. It's going to be a gain of 2, 4th and 1. And what do you do here early on in this football game? Mullen probably punted as much last week as they had all of the regular season combined. And Edis is a little slow getting back to the huddle here. And we are going to have a timeout on the field for an equipment problem on the Blue Hill sideline. It is not close enough for a first down, but it does look like Mullen is going to go for it here on their own 35. So a big play to start this football game, especially since Blue Hill's already in. Mullen will go for it right in the middle of the football field. 4th and 1 at their own 35. No change. Double tight end. Quarterback sneak. They try to push him forward. He's got it. Off the left side, nice job. Holding him down is going to be Trent Court, but they found the hole that they wanted, and a good job by the quarterback, Brady Gracie. He'll pick up 2, maybe 3, and we'll call it first down and 10. So nothing special, but enough to move the chains and keep this opening drive for the Mullen Broncos alive as he comes over and talks to coach, gets the play. There's no headsets here, folks. Eight-man Mullen, Nat. You run over, I'm telling you the play. That's exactly what's going on. First down and 10 at their own 37-yard line. Fake it right, hand it left. Edis gets two, and then they really do a good job of wrapping him up and bringing him down. Ethan Sharp and Lane Dicely. It's going to be a gain of two on the play for Edis. He's got five carries now, 16 yards on this opening drive. And you heard John Coffey say in the pregame what was important. Once you hit him, you got to bring him down. Horky was really good last week for Twin Loop about shaking and baking and not going down on first contact. Last couple times here, Blue Hill has stuck him and able to bring him down. And now we have more official timeout here for some equipment problem. It looks like some problems down there for defensive lineman Grant Streff, trying to get that chin strap buckled up. But he do, and second down and 8 at their own 39-yard line. 7:52 to go here in the first quarter. It's 7-0 in favor of Blue Hill. John Rouse scoring on a 44-yard touchdown on the opening drive of the game. Second down and 8. Rolling to the right, wanting to throw the football. The end got caught up trying to get through there, and it is incomplete, trying to get it to Zach Sweet. When Gracie stood up to throw the football, Sweet hadn't even got 2 yards past the line of scrimmage. He had a hard time coming off that left end. Good job of jamming him up there by Trent Carr, and the pass incomplete. So it's interesting that Mullen went to the air already in this football game on third down and 8. Kind of puts, or second and 8, now it puts him in third and long. Something they're not overly comfortable with. They only throw the ball about 6 times a game, and now they will put Gracie in the eye with an unbalanced eye to the right side. He'll drop straight back, setting up a screen. Now he's going to decide to throw it deep, one-on-one, jump ball incomplete. Coverage down there by Rouse trying to get it to Zach Sweet. I think they wanted everybody to think it was a screen, which I certainly did, and then he decided not to go with the screen, and Gracie threw it down to the 25-yard line, but incomplete. So 0-for-2 last week. They only had to throw the ball 4 or 5 times, did not complete a pass last week either, so not so good so far here as they get ready to punt the ball away. Back and back deep. Edis the punter. Wow, what a beauty. High, high spiral. Let it go, son. It's in the end zone. Boy, Mackin, I thought for a minute, was going to try and catch it at the 1. Ends up being a punt of 41 yards, and it'll bring it out to the 15-yard line after that 41-yard punt. So first down and 10 here for Blue Hill. 7:23 to go in the first quarter of play. It's the Bobcats 7 and the Mullen Broncos nothing in this D2 state championship. The other side is Fall City Sacred Heart and Bruning Davenport Shickley. This is KLIQ-FM, Hastings, Air, Blue Hill, and PlatteRiverPreps.com. Back to that diamond formation. Rouse taking the shotgun snap behind his back. That's what he scored on. Let's see if he throws it here. Nope, it's going to be a straight power to the left side. Finds the seam, gets into the secondary, across the 20, and near the first down. He's tackled forward to the 24. He's going to be just short. Second down and 1. So this was on film. This is not something new, and they want to keep it away from Spies. But that time they kind of ran it right over that left side. He's on the right defensive end for Mullen. He is an all-stater over there for this Mullen football team and really the guy to watch. He's had over 100 tackles already this year for the Broncos. Second down and 1. Back under center is Rouse. Let's see if Dicely can get something going here. Long count. Fake the pitch. They'll give it to the fullback, and this time Trent Court is going to dive forward just enough for the first down. They don't expect a whole lot of Court, and of course there's Spies over there on the tackle. It's going to be a gain of 3, and Court, who didn't carry the ball at all last week, has now his second carry of this football game. First down and 10, Blue Hill at their own 26-yard line already, leading it 7-0 with 6.5 to go in quarter number 1. They like this ace-slash-diamond formation. Rouse out of the shotgun. Patient takes the snap, comes straight ahead, follows Dicely, and gets ankle tackled as he stretches it across the 30 to the 31-yard line. That's good enough to get about 4. It didn't look like much, but those are the ones that really kill you in 8-man when it doesn't look like much, but 4-4-4 is going to move the chains every time. Second down and 6 for Bobcat Blue, looking for their first state final since 2008 when they were the C2 state champions. Blue Hill football has been solid for quite a while, and they've got a chance to get back down there to Lincoln. Now they're going to spread the field for the first time kind of go four wide, although the slot back Trent Court to the right. Rouse on second down and six. They'll send Dicely in motion, fake the jet sweep, go back against the grain, big hole again, 35-40, 35-30, makes a man miss, 25, and he's brought down at the 22-yard line by Luke Christian. But another huge gain on the play that time for quarterback John Rouse as he's able to take it from his own 31 down to the 21. That's 28 more yards here for Blue Hill, and he is already 85 yards on four carries and a touchdown in this football game. So concern now from the Mullen crowd as Blue Hill's already up 7-0 and on the move again. First and 10 at the Mullen 21-yard line. Rouse back under center. Dicely stands behind him, takes the handoff, goes straight up the middle, lowers his shoulder, runs over a man. He's inside the 10, but there is a penalty flag right at the point of the snap, and you know what that means. 99% of the time, a hold. And over here saying, I didn't do anything, was the fullback in Trent Court. And they're going to call holding, and the official that threw the flag says, well, he kind of arm-barred him. That's what he was showing. He put his right arm out and then said, arm-barred, clotheslined. So a first and goal inside the 10 is going to be wiped out and move the ball back to the 31-yard line on our first penalty of the ball game, offensive holding here on Blue Hill. So first and 20 at the 31-yard line of Mullen. Already 7-0 Bobcats, 5:15 to go here in the opening quarter of play. Second possession for Blue Hill. They'll go with that four wide out look, but nobody's wide. Twins in tight both sides. Mullen acts like they're going to blitz. If they do, they're in trouble. Fake the jet sweep to Dicely. They'll throw it out here in the flat. Wide open is Mackin. 20-15. 10 steps over a man and has a first down all the way down to the 8-yard line. Couldn't have been any easier. A 23-yard pass completion on the first attempt of the ball game for Blue Hill. Mullen looked like they were bringing pressure, and as much pressure as they were bringing, one or two guys were going to be wide open, and Mackin was one of them. It's first and goal at the 8, looking to go up two scores early on. Back to that diamond formation, Rouse in the shotgun on first and goal at the 8. Long count, takes the snap. He's running right all the way, has a hole, gets to the 6, and then it closes quickly. Nice job up there to bring him down by Clayton Hassett. And it'll be a gain of 2, second and goal at the 6. But they love what they're seeing from quarterback John Rouse, who went over 120 yards last week, had over 100 yards in the first half last week, then ended up taking a couple of sacks to really negate anything. They didn't ask him to run the ball as much in the second half against Twin Loop. Second and goal at the 6. 7-0 Blue Hill, knocking on the door again with 4.5 to go here in the first quarter. They will send the fullback Court slightly off center to the left. Dicely, the lone eye back. Long count, give it to Dicely, follows Court, gets to the 2, runs over a man, touchdown Blue Hill. No chance for Luke Christian, the 160-pound senior was right in the way of the train coming through, and Lane Dicely now, his third carry, 6 yards, touchdown Blue Hill, 13-0, 4:20 to go here in quarter number one. And Mullen has not been down two scores all year long, and they're down two scores before the end of the first quarter as Joe Mackin squares up another extra point with that left foot. Real short goalpost here at Mullen. If you ever had one kicked really high, you might have a tough time judging if it's good or not. And this one has popped up, and they don't have to worry about it when it's right down the middle. So good job by Mackin. He's, last week we told you in the first half when he missed a couple, he was really fast with his follow-through. Been really smooth here. And with 4:20 to go in the first quarter of the D2 State semifinals, Blue Hill 14, Mullen nothing.
When DuPont Pioneer says they're with you from the word go, what does that mean? It means packing a ton of people power, along with unmatched service and support, into high-performance hybrids. Sure, Pioneer Corn products feature high-performance trait packages, but it's your local team of professionals that helps place the right products in your field. Pioneer, with you from the word go. Your Ag Impact partners are Craig Weegis and Todd Travis. The South Central State Bank of Campbell, Franklin, Oxford, Blue Hill, and Red Cloud is a full-service bank offering every banking service your family might need, offering internet and mobile banking. Log on to southcentralstatebank.com. Good luck, sports teams from the South Central State Bank, member FDIC.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Back, and you get booted away again here, and this one's going to get into the end zone, not as deep as the first one, but it's all the same. First down and 10 here for the Mullen Broncos after a 65-yard drive. So a 61 and a 65-yard drive. Mullen's offense not having any problem right now, been very consistent, even overcame a holding call on this drive to immediately get a first and goal at the 8. With our producer-engineer Brad Beam, Doug Duda with you on a perfect day here in Mullen. I think every school would want to play football on a day like this. Beautiful facility in a fall November. Pitch play, Edis. They've got to get Lane going, and the hole closes quickly. He gets to the 16-yard line, and Bobcats all over the place. We'll give credit for the tackle that time to Dicely and Ethan Sharp. It's going to be a gain of 1 for Edis. So 6 carries, 17 yards for Lane Edis, who has over 2,000 yards rushing, 2,100-plus in the first 11 games of the year. So 200-plus per game, and you know with all those blowouts, he's not playing much in the second half. So they haven't been able to open a big enough hole with that big line up front. And it'll be second down and 9 at their 16. Gracie, fullback, trap, Stichka, nowhere to go. Coming right off his block to make the tackle is Grant Streff and Carr. Carr, nobody really got a hand on him on his right defensive end position, and Stichka gets nothing. It'll be third down and 9. Mullen already trailing 14 to nothing at their own 16, maybe 17-yard line. They're going to give Stichka, as they respot the ball here, we will say he got a yard on the play. So first down, second down, third down, 1 yard, 1 yard. Let's see what they do on third down. Everybody's in tight, but back to pass. Gracie has time, looks for his favorite receiver one-on-one, and it is caught. What a beautiful catch hanging all over him. Trace Ockingay, but Zach Sweet hauls it in for a 10-yard gain in the first completion in a couple of weeks here. And, again, that was pretty basic. Blue Hill had it covered well. That's just a great catch. There was nothing special. You knew that there was only really one man in the pattern. And move the chains here for the Broncos. A much-needed first down if you're a hometown Mullen Bronco fan. And it will be first and 10 at the 27. Staying in that I formation. Fake it to Shiska. Now they want to throw again. Going on the wheel route. Right side, Edis. Incomplete. And, boy, Gracie took a shot. And now we've got a penalty flag down the field. A late flag as they tried to get it to Edis. He was never going to catch that ball. It was way over his head. 3, 4, 5 yards over his head. But the hometown Broncos might be getting bailed out here. They're going to call holding. So must have grabbed him right there in front of the Blue Hill bench. And coach is not arguing too much, so we know that. It's a 10-yard hold on the defense, and it's enough for a Mullen first down. So it looked like Mullen was in real trouble, down 14 to nothing, facing 3rd and 8. Now back-to-back first downs, and they have it just short of midfield at the 37-yard line. First down and 10. Blue Hill still up 14-0. Pitch play, Edis right side. Tries to work his way and finds a little bit of a seam. Gets into Blue Hill territory to the 38, to the 37. It's going to be a gain of 6 on the play, and it'll be second down. About 4.5 to go. So good run, good strong run. That's what they're looking for here on the Mullen side, is to get some power up in between and then maybe get Edis to the outside. Everybody said he's pretty quick. We haven't had an opportunity to see his speed, and if we never see his speed today, that means Blue Hill is going to win this football game. Second down now. We'll call it 4.5. They'll give it to Stichka, the fullback, straight up the middle, and wrestling him down is Grant Streff, but he tackled him forward inside the 35 to the 34. It's going to be a gain of 4. We'll call it third down and 1. So they're doing a good job of keeping it mixed up here, giving it to Stichka just enough. Gracie really not going to be involved running the football this much. They don't ask him to do that. That's different, obviously, for Blue Hill. Rouse wants to run it about half the time. Third down and 1, Mullen. At the 34-yard line of the Bobcats. Gracie to Stichka, straight ahead. I don't know. Wow, that was good. Rouse came in on the blitz, and Grant Streff is there again. Going to be very, very close. It's just one of those where it looks like you put it forward, and we might bring the chains in. That's exactly what we're going to do, bring the chains in to check things out. While we do that, how about a scoreboard update? This scoreboard update brought to you by Furniture Direct. We deliver the score. Furniture Direct delivers to your door. Get free local delivery, setup and removal on any Beautyrest mattress purchase. Get more than you expect when you shop Furniture Direct just south of Sonic and Hastings and online at FurnitureDirect.com. As they say, it is a first down here for Stichka, and a reminder, There are no other games going on today. The three games on the other side, Fall City Sacred Heart is in Shickley to play Bruning Davenport Shickley at 6. In D1 at Callaway, it'll be South Loop taking on Medicine Valley at 6. And at 7 o'clock, Howells Dodge is at East Butler. That's our scoreboard update. So a good drive now and a couple of third down conversions on this drive for the Broncos. First down and 10. Enos right side, lowers his shoulder, gets into the secondary. Inside the 30, gets down to the 27. Give him a gain of 5, maybe 5.5 on this one. It'll be second down, and they're starting to do better. A gain of 6, second down and 4. Blue Hill already up 14-0, scoring on their first two drives, a 44-yard run by John Rouse, capped a 61-yard drive, a 6-yard run by Lane Dicely, capped a 65-yard drive. And we're under a minute to go here in quarter number 1. Blue Hill trying to shut out their hosts here in Mullen in the first 12 minutes of the game. Quarterback Brady Gracie under center, fakes it, inside handoff. They're going to go to Zach Sweet, and that goes nowhere. Blue Hill was all over it. Sweet lined up as the left end, tried to take it on an inside handoff, and he's going to go nowhere. It'll be third down and 4. Mullen will not have to snap the ball again here in the quarter if they don't want to. We saw that on the last drive, kind of a call that they had things going okay, and then that didn't work out so well. So no gain on the play for Zach Sweet. Still third down. They're going to hand it up the middle. Big blast, and that's going to be enough for the first down. Stichka, they were looking at Edis, and Stichka takes it inside the 20 to the 18-yard line. First down and 10 here for Mullen. It looked like they weren't going to run a play at all and let the clock run out, and then they blasted it for about 13 yards, and that'll be the end of the first quarter of play of the D2 State semifinals. Blue Hill 14, Mullen nothing on the breeze.
For all your furniture and flooring needs, stop at Blue Hill Furniture. In business since 1889, Blue Hill Furniture has the stability, selection, and quality of larger stores to go with friendly service and competitive prices. Top brand names, too. If you're looking for a single piece or an entire room, Blue Hill Furniture will take care of you. Better Buys in Blue Hill, located at 501 West Gage. For your convenience, they accept Visa and MasterCard. Blue Hill Furniture proudly supports Blue Hill Athletics and Academics. Thramer's Food Center is located in downtown Blue Hill. At Thramer's, they take pride in their fresh meat produce and their fast, friendly hometown service. Stop in for their daily lunch specials, some home fried chicken, or any of their delicious deli items. Open Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 7 p.m., and Saturdays, 8 to 5:30. Good luck, Bobcats, from Tim and Deb and the crew at Thramer's Food Center in Blue Hill.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Doug Dudar, producer-engineer Brad Beam, glad to have you back with us here on The Breeze, 94.5, KLIQ-FM. As we get ready to start quarter number 2, 14-0, Blue Hill has the lead. But Mullen, on their second possession of the ball game, looking to get something going here. They have it first down and 10. The ball will be at the 18. Here's the toss to Edis. Right side gets a good block before he is forced out of bounds at the 14-yard line. Gain of 4 on the play. In the first quarter of this football game, Edis carried it 9 times for 29 yards. Stichka had 5 carries for 21 yards. They had 1 pass completion for 10 yards. For Blue Hill, Rouse, 5 carries, 87 yards and a touchdown. Dicely, 3 carries, 18 yards and a touchdown. 1 of 1 through the air for 23 yards. Second down, we'll call it 7. Hand it off to Stichka, straight up the middle, and nothing doing. Got about a yard. He'll get to the 12. And it'll be third down, and we've got an injured man on the field here, but just helping him up, maybe not really injured. They had to unpile it there. Trent Court gets up, but he looks like he is okay. So it'll be third down now. And obviously two down territory here for the Mullen Broncos. Ball will be spotted at the 13, maybe the 12. They need to get to the 9 for a first down. Hard count, Gracie. Nobody move. Toss play, Edis. Starts left, cuts it up. Oh, what a nice stick. He did not get to the 10. He's going to be about a yard and a half to go here. What a great job by Grant Streff. Streff is playing outstanding here so far in this football game. It's going to be a gain of one. We'll call it fourth down and two. And so far, Blue Hill's doing a really good job of keeping Edis in check. Fourth and two at the 11 of Blue Hill. Bobcats already up 14 to nothing. What can the Broncos do right here? Hustle up to the line of scrimmage. Don't want to get a delay of game penalty right here. And they'll line up in an offset eye. Want to throw the football to the end. Right over the middle, the ball is tucked away. Another great pass that's knocked away by Trace Ockingay, intended for Luke Christian. And Mullen, although they converted a couple of third downs and a fourth down, not able to get into the end zone here. And it'll be Blue Hill football here at the beginning moments of the second quarter, as Mullen is stopped at the 11-yard line of Blue Hill. So things looking good right now for the Bobcats. 10:35 to go in the first quarter. 14 to nothing Blue Hill, and they're on offense for the third time. Rouse under center. Disley the eye back. Court offset to the right side. Long count. Give it to Disley. Looking to get him left side, and he runs right into that wall of black and gold. You could tell that the defensive line won the battle that time. He's going to get a yard. It'll be second down and nine. So Disley had 18 yards and one touchdown in that first quarter of play. Second down, long eight, short nine, depending on how you want to go with it. And they'll go back to that spread formation here for quarterback John Rouse. Rouse now sends Disley in motion. Going to follow him. Fake the jet sweep around the right side. 15. Gets to the 20. Lowers his shoulder. Has the first down. Ran out of bounds by Edis at the 24-yard line. That's going to be a gain of 12 on the play for quarterback John Rouse. And he has 99 yards here in quarter number one plus 2 minutes. And the Bobcats looking as impressive as they did last week in the first half. Already up 14 to nothing here in the D2 state semifinals. This time they're going to take fullback Trent Court out of the backfield, split him off to the right. They'll put Disley to the right side of the pistol quarterback, John Rouse. His end, McCoy Mankey, on the left side. They'll hand it to Disley. Disley runs right into the waiting arms of Caden Licking. Licking came through unblocked. Disley's able to jump forward for 1 yard on the play, but something good defensively right there for the Mullen Broncos. Second down and nine for Blue Hill. Coming up at the half, the Allen Superstore halftime report. We'll take a look at the first half stats and talk about what's still to come today in the state semifinals and the championship games that are already set in 11-man, four of them AB, C1, and C2 next week in Lincoln. Second down and nine for Blue Hill. Ball at their own 25-yard line, up 14-0. Rouse, again, long count. Wants to throw it. Little pop pass over the middle and drilled right away is McCoy Mankey. That's about a 4-yard completion. Just throwing it into the soft zone there of Mullen. You had the 3-down linemen, and then everybody was playing far enough back that right there they're trying to send a message, trying to get maybe those linebackers to come up tighter instead of getting a full run up the middle. A gain of four. And two of two for Rouse for 27 yards. It'll be third down and five for Blue Hill at their own 30-yard line. Mullen trying to stop them for the first time in this football game, 14 to nothing. They go with the four wide out look right here. Empty backfield for Rouse. Now he will send Mackin in motion. Out to the flat. Complete nicely, and nobody's on him. 35-40. Right sideline, 30. 20. Stiff arm. Oh, what a collision down there at the 10-yard line. He said, let's go, Lane Edis. And Lane Edis was able to knock him out of bounds at the 9-yard line. But a huge gain on the play for the Blue Hill Bobcats, taking it from their 30 all the way down to the 9-yard line. That's a 41-yard pass completion. And another first down for the Bobcats as they are up 14 to nothing with 8:02 and counting here in the second quarter of play. Back to that diamond formation with Rouse the shotgun. His back's both in front of him, Disley to the left, Court to the right. Takes the snap. Court pulls. He follows him to the left side, but a good job of matching him up and bringing him down. Luke Christian got him at the line of scrimmage. We're going to say no gain on the play this time. That'll be second down and goal. at the nine. Mullen really needs a stop here. It's already 14 to nothing. Their offense hasn't been able to do much. Blue Hill hasn't been stopped. And they're trying to tack on another one here midway through quarter number two. Split to the right side is going to be McCoy Minky. To the left side, his other end, Trent Carr. Again, empty backfield. Joe Mackin in the right slot, Dicely in the left slot. Rouse, straight back to pass, swing pass out here to Mackin. Mackin's open to the five, leaps for the pylon, stretches the football, and he is into the end zone. Touchdown, Blue Hill. The hero on Tuesday, Joe Mackin, goes in from 9 yards out, and Blue Hill is dominating Mullen 20 to nothing. But there is a lot of football to go, and so don't get away from this one. But Blue Hill has to like where they're at this point with 7:08 to go here in quarter number two. A 9-yard pass from Rouse to his end, Joe Mackin. They'll line up now for Mackin to kick the extra point. A 69-yard drive started at their own 11 after stopping Mullen on 4th and 2. Good snap. They get it down. Mackin boots it away, and it is good. 7:08 to go in the first half of the D2 state semifinals here on The Breeze and PlatteRiverPreps.com. It's Blue Hill 21, Mullen nothing.
B&B Carpet. Shop us first or shop us last, and you'll find us to be professional and helpful as our customers have for 20 years. We thank you in advance for giving us here at B&B the opportunity to work with you for all your flooring needs. When it's time for flooring, come to B&B Carpet in Donovan, and you'll see why your friends say, "That's where we always go."
The Breeze, 94.5.
Doug Dudar, producer-engineer Brad Beam, glad you're with us for some Monday afternoon football. You're playing today. You've had a whale of a season one way or the other, and right now, it is all Blue Hill. The state tournament action brought to you by Mary Lanning Healthcare, your care, our inspiration. 21-0 Bobcats. Joe Mackin pounds another kickoff through the end zone, deflating. You can just tell back there to receive the kick, Zach Sweet and Justin Weens, and they just were standing there for window dressing because they were not going to have an opportunity to return the football. Now, Mullen's got some work ahead of him as head coach Mitch Pfeiffer talking to his quarterback in Brady Gracie. And remember, this is not a team that throws the football a lot or really effectively. Maybe 60 yards per game, 64 yards a game is what they're able to do. But they're going to spread it out here and put big number 74, Kobe Walker, out at the right end. Four wide out. Blue Cell says, whoa. I don't like this at all. And so Coach Coffey didn't have his guys where they needed to be, and a timeout called on the field, the first one of our ball game. 1st and 10 for Mullen. They trail 21-0 here on The Breeze.
Where do you get more? Superstore. Outlet. Superstore. Shopping center around you. One stop shop that gives you more. Shopping center around you.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Well, a defensive timeout for Blue Hill. They're okay. They can afford to use them. They're up 21-0. But Mullen came out and showed something they rarely show. Basically, everything they've done today has been in tight, double tight end. Backs are within about 3 yards of the line of scrimmage. They came out, showed spread. Blue Hill used the timeout. Now they come out and show that exact same tight formation again. Gracie pitches it to Edis. They need a hole for him off the right side, and coming off his block to make the tackle is McCoy Menke. And really, folks listening at home, that's the difference in this football game. I thought we had a little bit bigger, maybe stronger line. You look at the numbers, Mullen's bigger up front. But, boy, that time Menke just threw off Kobe Walker like he was not blocked at all, and made the tackle. It's going to be a gain of 1 for Edis, and if Mullen can't block a little bit better than this, they're going to have to figure something out because Blue Hill is just able to jam everything in there. Now they'll go left side for Edis. This time he finds a hole, 15, 20, out to the 22-yard line. Going to be a gain of about 7. We'll call it 3rd down and 3. That's one of the best runs so far in the football game for Edis. He has not had a whole lot of big runs in this football game. That's what Mullen is used to seeing, is him breaking free and then off to the races he goes. Third down and three at their own 22-yard line. Mullen trailing here with 6 minutes to go in the first half to Blue Hill, 21-0. And you can tell as we're on this Mullen sideline, it's nervous energy. And Crazy tosses right side again, looking for room as Edis. He steps in between, gets the first down across the 30 to the 31-yard line. That's a good hard run there by Lane Edis. That's what they're looking for. It's going to be a gain of 8 on the play for Lane. And a first down there, first of the second quarter here. And they need to find pay dirt, but they're still some 47 yards away, 48 yards away as they mark it at the 32-yard line. You're listening to The Breeze, 94.5, KLIQ-FM. The last high school football game we have for you until the state finals. Now we see him go to that spread formation. Twins to the right, single to the left. They still have Edis in the backfield. Now the quarterback, Gracie's going to hand it to him, and they didn't fool anybody. They didn't fool anybody. Edis got a yard, a half a yard. It's going to be second down, and Carr is having him a whale of a football game. The nose guard for Blue Hill says, you're getting about an inch, and that is it. It'll be second down and 10. And again, when you have so much success running the base plays that you run and you meet up with somebody, and we've heard the coaches talk about that, somebody somewhere is going to be bigger and badder than you. You've got to find a way to adjust. Mullen's got to find a way to adjust right now. Second down and 10 at their own 31. They want to throw Gracie out here in the flat. Open and complete to Luke Christian. Short little gain across the 35 to the 38. John Rouse is able to make the tackle. Going to call it a gain of 6. It'll be third down and 4. So the second completion of the ball game. Very safe that time for Mullen, but that's what they needed. And Edis walks back out to the huddle, as does his quarterback Gracie. Got rid of some equipment over there. But again, another third down here that Mullen needs to find a way to convert. They're in their own territory, and they're already down 21 to nothing. 4:20 and counting to go here in quarter number two. Blue Hill loving the way this is going. The center, Hendricks, sets him down. Toss it to Edis, starts left, cuts back over the center, and he's going to get the first down. He gets his hand on the ground to crab crawl for the first down. He got three extra on that one, and we'll give him a gain of 6. Nice job by the junior, Lane Edis, who's running hard and not getting a lot of his normal yardage, as we've told you, but right there he really gave second effort to make sure that the chains would move here. 4 minutes to go. They have all their timeouts. It's going to end up being a long drive. They've already had the football on this possession for over 3 minutes and 20 seconds, and they have almost half the field still to go. In motion, Zach Sweet. We haven't seen much motion. Option pitch. They get it to Edis. There's time. There's room. 30. Rouse comes off his block. Then we got a penalty flag at the end of the play down here at the 26-yard line. They were able to clear out an offensive back when Sweet went in motion, and it looks like we're going to get either an illegal block or a hold downfield here. The ball is right at the first down marker. It would be a 10-yard gain. Now let's see what the ref says. It's going to be a hold on Mullen. And it's still going to be first down. They picked up 11, and they're going to take it back 10, and maybe they're going to take it back 11. They're going to put it right at the first down marker. So it's actually a completed pass for none yards. And then you get the penalty to move it back 10 yards. So it's first down and 10 after the 10-yard completion, but they're not going to be able to use that. That is the first penalty of the ball game on the Mullen Broncos. So we'll just do it again. First and 10 at the Blue Hill 37-yard line. Twins to the left, and again they send Sweet in motion from left to right. Take the snap, want to throw to Sweet on a wheel route. It's a little long throw down the right sideline, and he was open. Dicely didn't know where he went, but he threw it out of bounds, overthrew him. Good wheel route that time. Just basic, send the man out of the backfield down the sideline. What's a wheel route? That's all that is. Whoever's in the backfield, that time he was in the backfield because he was in motion coming across the formation. And then they just shoot him up one sideline or the other and fly pattern down the sideline, seeing if he can get past usually a linebacker picking up a running back. But that time, no, it's incomplete. Second down and 10 at the 37. Stops the clock with 3:20 to go here in the quarter, and we've got another timeout on the field, it looks like, by Blue Hill. So the Bobcats will use their second timeout in control here in the D2 state semifinals. 3:20 to go. First half, Blue Hill 21, Mullen nothing on the Breeze.
Do you have a passion for athletics? Are you a former high school or college athlete looking for ways to stay involved? The Nebraska School Activities Association is asking you to grab a whistle. Officials are needed in every high school activity and are essential to the future of the game. Visit nsaahome.org for more information. Grab a whistle and contact the NSAA to get registered.
Whether you're talking sports or farming, one thing is the same. You need power. Think Husker Power products for propane, natural gas, and diesel irrigation engines customized to your needs. When you require irrigation power, parts, or timely service, think Husker Power products, your provider of GM-powered natural gas and LP high-efficiency irrigation engines and fuel-efficient Isuzu diesel engines. Call 402-463-1531 for Husker Power products of Hastings, your full-service irrigation engine headquarters. Now, also located in Sutton.
The Breeze 94.5.
Second down and 10 for the Mullen Broncos, trying to set up a backside screen that is almost intercepted. McCoy Mankey would have had no one even close to touching him. They were trying to get it out here to Luke Christian, and quarterback Brady Gracie didn't even pay attention to where the defensive back was. He was just looking for his buddy and threw it right into the paws. And that might have taken care of it right away before halftime. Incomplete, though, and a huge break for Mullen. And you see that they don't throw the ball very much. Now it's third down and 10, and they had a first down inside the 25-yard line, but a hold on the 10-yard pass brings them back here. Tight formation on third down, back to pass, Gracie. Seven-step drop, throws it out here in the flat, and there's John Rouse to jump the route. It looked like he was going to get Luke Christian. Ball was maybe just a second late because of that deep, deep drop, and they're going to go for it. They've got to go for it here. Again, there was absolutely nothing wrong with that play by Mullen. It's just that John Rouse came up and made an outstanding deflection on that play, and it's now fourth down, and they are going to act like they're going to punt it here with Edis. He'll be kicking into the wind, the ball at the 37. Mackin stands back, and Edis will punt it. It's a knuckleball kick that's going to go out of bounds. That's a good punt inside the 10. We'll take Lane down and teach some of the collegiate players how to do that, and it's going to be at the 9-yard line. So a 29-yard punt, no return, two punts now, and that's a good one at the 9-yard line. Ken Blue Hill musters something up here over the final 3 minutes. 3 minutes, that should be plenty of time. They do have just the one timeout, but up 21-0. And the ball at their own 9. They've already had scoring drives of 61, 65, and 69. This would be 69 if they could put it into the end zone again before halftime. Rouse will come up under center. Court the back off to the right, and then, of course, Dicely deep behind him. Turn, hand it to Lane. Straight up the middle, gets to the 15-yard line, and a gain of 5 on the play. Just short of the 15, they'll say his knee hit at the 14. And Lane hasn't had big, big numbers in this football game. It's been more on the quarterback, John Rouse. Dicely just 25 yards. They've had a couple of big pass plays, and Rouse had a 44-yard touchdown run. Second down and 5, ball at the 14. Rouse under center. Looking like a well-oiled machine right now. Takes the long count, hands it off inside to Court. Court runs right into the defensive backs, and he is going to be shoved backwards. Spees finally puts him down. Kobe Walker was in there as well. And there's going to be a loss on the play of a couple for Trent Court on his third carry of the ball game. It's going to be third down, and we'll call it 7 yards to go. Now Blue Hill could be stopped for the first time. And Mullen would get the ball back in decent field position with a little over under 2 minutes to go. We're at the two-minute mark right now, 21-0 Blue Hill. Mankey to the right, and Trent Carr to the left. Court in the slot right. Dicely in the slot left. They will send Court in motion. Back is Rouse. He wants to just go quarterback run all the way. It's jailhouse break around the left side. He's across the 20-yard line, and he's got a first down. Stepping out of bounds as well to stop the clock at the 23. That's going to be a gain of 10 on the play for John Rouse. He's got 109 yards on the ground, 10 first downs now unofficially for Blue Hill, stopping the clock with 1:42 to go in a fresh set, first and 10 at the 23. 21-0 coming up. The Allen Superstore halftime report. Now, last week, Mullen and Lawrence Nelson weren't in a shootout in the first half, but Mullen was leading. They're in some trouble big time right now. Rouse under center. Takes the snap, straight back to pass. Fly pattern, Mankey deep, but they can't get to him because he is sacked. Oh, Mankey had got by his man. And nice job, Spies, able to get back there and drop him. So far, Rouse had been 4 for 4 in the air, and he was probably going to be 5 for 5 because it looked like McCoy Mankey was going to be able to get past Christian. He already had. And the sack will bring him back about 5 yards. It'll be second down and 15. First sack of the ball game for that Bronco defense. Clock now down to 1:10. That changes things here for Blue Hill unless they can bust a big one. They will go with an empty backfield, and the pistol is Rouse. Dicely in motion. Fake the jet sweep. Quarterback draw. Nowhere to go. He's hit once. He's hit twice. He's still on his feet, but they finally drop him. And the first guy there is Caden Licking. Nice job by Licking. And nothing on this play for Rouse. And so what will they do? They're just going to let the clock run. And now, a little surprised Mullen doesn't use a timeout here. 45 seconds. Use the timeout. Make them punt it to you. Mullen has all their timeouts, and they're not going to use them. And Blue Hill's going to make them pay. And they finally just blew the ball ready for play. That took forever. This may be the last play of the half. Out of that ace formation, Rouse. I can't imagine he'll do anything but run it here. High snap, he hauls it in. He will run it to the right side. Dicely, there was nobody for him to block. And he's able to get about 5 yards up to the 22-yard line. And now Mullen calls timeout, but there's only 17 seconds left. I am shocked that Mullen did not use a timeout on third down. And sometimes you just get a little shocked out there because you're in a position, Mullen down 21-0. They've never had to really play this game, call timeouts to get the ball back. It's a 4-yard gain for Rouse. Timeout on the field with 17 seconds to go in the first half. Blue Hill will set up the punt, but they lead it 21-0.
You've made a smart choice when choosing Glenwood for your home and business technology needs. Glenwood has an array of phone, fiber internet, phone service and systems, data backup, and IT consulting. At Glenwood, all services are backed by a tech-savvy local team of customer service professionals that offer local support with exceptional customer service. Learn more online at gtmc.net or to speak with one of our service representatives, please call 402-303-1000. That's 402-303-1000.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Well, Joe Mackin stands at his own 10-yard line. Edis is back deep here for Mullen, but I'm sure that the coaches have told Lane, just kick this out of bounds. Here's the kick. No rush at all. Well, they're going to kick it to Edis, but it's going to be down the right side and out of bounds. Edis didn't even move. And it's going to go out of bounds. Perfect punt that time. They decide it's going to be out at the 27-yard line. So first down and 10 here for Mullen. The ball on that punt. Let's give you the punt numbers here. That was 20, 37, 38 maybe, 10, 20, 30, no, 34 we'll say unofficially on the first punt of the ball game here for Joe Mackin. 12 seconds to go. Time for two plays here for Mullen. They're trailing 21-0. If they can catch a little fire right here, then they would be in position to get the ball to start the second half. And so on first down, back to pass, just throwing it as far as he can. Gracie looking for Edis. He makes the catch inside the 30. He's at the 25. He's being ridden down by Rouse at the 20-yard line with 3 seconds to go. But there is some laundry. There is some laundry way over on the Blue Hill sideline. And it's going to be illegal formation. Wipe out the biggest play of the day for Mullen. That was all the way down at the 20, and there's nothing to say that they were going to get in on the next play, but at least they would have had a shot. Now they're going to need a little bit of a miracle to get this one done. As you move the 5 yards on Mullen's second penalty of the ball game. And this will be the final play of the first half, the Allen Superstore halftime show coming up. First and 15 at their own 21-yard line. And now Edis is coming back to talk to the white hat and say, what did we do wrong? And the white hat does the proper thing. He says, I didn't make the call. You have to go talk to him. So nonetheless, they come up to the line of scrimmage, and they're going to get in the tight formation. So this might just be a handoff to Edis and go to the locker room. Gracie, yep, pitch play. Edis, right side. He's hit. He is dropped by Menke. No gain on the play, and we are at halftime. And Coach John Coffey and his staff couldn't be any more proud of what they're doing right here at the half. Your score, the Blue Hill Bobcats 21 and the Mullen Broncos nothing. Coming up, the Allen Superstore halftime show on a beautiful afternoon here for football. Mullen, though, having some problems right now getting anything going, and for the second week in a row, a multiple touchdown lead going to halftime for Blue Hill. 21-0 Bobcats on the Breeze, 94.5.
My grandfather was an orthopedic surgeon in Omaha, and he told me not to go into medicine. And my wife said that she would never marry a doctor, and so I went to be a PA. And one night called her, said, "I'm going to be home late," and she said, "Well, you should have just gone to medical school." So at that point, I went back through medical school. It's kind of what I've always wanted to do. One of the things that kind of attracted me to Mary Lanning, you see that they take good care of people. I've always wanted to practice in a smaller town, and Mary Lanning had all the qualities that we were searching for in our job and our location and where to raise our children. And I think Hastings was the perfect fit for us. This is where we were supposed to be.
I'm Brent Hood, orthopedic surgeon, Mary Lanning Healthcare.
Mary Lanning Healthcare. Your care, our inspiration.
The South Central State Bank of Campbell, Franklin, Oxford, Blue Hill, and Red Cloud is a full-service bank offering every banking service your family might need, offering internet and mobile banking. Log on to southcentralstatebank.com. Good luck, sports teams from the South Central State Bank, member FDIC.
We're the You Get More Superstore. Outlet Superstore. Shopping centered around you. One-stop shop that gives you more. Shopping centered around you, you, you. With a You Get More Superstore. Outlet Superstore.
The Breeze, 94.5.
And welcome back to Mullen on a Monday afternoon for the Blue Hill Bobcats, are 24 minutes away from their first trip to the state championship at Memorial Stadium as an eight-man program. Of course, winning three straight years in the semifinals in 11-man from 06 to 08. They were the runner-up in 06 and 07 and then the state champions in 08. And they've had some really good football teams since then. Took them just a little bit when they made the adjustment from 11 to 8 to get going. Everybody said, "Oh man, they're going to have everybody back." It just still took a little adjustment, but they have been playing some great football. Last year, they could have been in the state finals, too. They lost by two in the quarterfinals to Twin Loop. They avenged that loss to the same team last week in exciting fashion. And a lot of people thought, and of course, I don't know, you just get out here and you look at how you see the first half today. A lot of people thought that that Twin Loop Blue Hill winner was going to be able to beat Mullen and advance on. But Mullen, who had a pretty big second half last week against Lawrence Nelson, will get the ball to start the second half. They've got to find a way, though, to get something going. They just don't have any big plays. They're used to big plays, big plays, big plays, and they trail 21-0 here at half. This is the Allen Superstore Halftime Show. Get more for your dollar when you shop at locally owned Allen Superstore, the You Get More Superstore, West 2nd Street in Hastings, here on KLIQ-FM, Hastings Blue Hill. Doug Duda, our producer-engineer Brad Beam. It's just four games today. Of course, all the 11-man semifinals played last Friday. The Kearney High Bearcats are headed to the Class A State Championship game against Omaha North. That'll be the last of the six games a week from tomorrow at 7:15. That'll be on Classic Hits 98.9. If Blue Hill hangs on, their game will be on the Breeze 94.5, and that will be next Monday afternoon at 2:45. Regardless of who's in the games, all six championships are on ESPN 1460 and 1550 AM and online at PlatteRiverPreps.com. Our internet streaming is brought to you by Barney Insurance, Kearney Holdridge, Lexington, and Lincoln. Well, Blue Hill, pretty impressive. They scored the first three times they touched the ball and then didn't have to get crazy the next couple of times as they were deep in their own territory, but they've made a couple of nice stops on Mullen. Mullen's actually converted quite a few third downs and a couple of fourth downs in this football game, but they were stopped at the 11-yard line on their next-to-last series, and Blue Hill just doing a great job, marched at 69 yards down the field. A 44-yard run by John Rouse to start the football game, and then a 6-yard run by Lane Dicely capped the 65-yard drive. And then after Mullen was stopped at the Blue Hill 11-yard line, it was Rouse hitting Joe Mackin on a little 9-yard screen pass from a 69-yard drive perspective to wrap things up in our scoring here in the first half. And Joe Mackin, after missing a couple of extra points last week but then hitting the game-winning field goal in the final 10 seconds, is 3-for-3 today. 21-0 in favor of Blue Hill. And we'll be back with more on the Allen Superstore Halftime Show right after this.
When I was a little boy, I always wanted to ring the bell, the Salvation Army bell. I remember walking up to a store with my mom and dad holding my hand. They'd give me some coins, and I would drop them in the kettle. And that person ringing the bell would look down at me and give me a big smile. And I knew that bell rang loudest when I dropped the money into the kettle. Recalling those memories is one of the reasons why I always make a drop into the Salvation Army kettle. I look back now and realize how lucky I was back then. And I have learned that some families aren't as lucky. Now, I'm the parent, giving money to my two boys so they can hear the bell and be grateful and learn a life's lesson that need knows no season. We're going to be bell ringers again this year, and you can too.
Be a bell ringer for the Hastings Salvation Army. Register to volunteer today by calling the Hastings Salvation Army office at 402-463-0529. That's 402-463-0529.
Hybrids alone cannot raise your yields. Kurt Lucas Savage of Farwell and Big Cobb Hybrids will provide you with leading seed products, grower-specific service, and crop planning. Big Cobb Hybrids hybrid placement can take your profitability to the next level. Not only does Big Cobb Hybrids produce, sell, and deliver the highest quality seed, they share all their seed quality information with you, their customers, through their MaxStand program. Big Cobb Hybrids decisions are made locally, and they remain committed to the families they serve. Call Kurt at 308-750-5853.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Doug Dudeback with you here at Mullen. Don't forget Monday Night Football tonight. The Carolina Panthers are in action hosting the Miami Dolphins on ESPN 1460 and 1550. Congratulations to the Blue Hill volleyball team. Quite a run last week and, of course, throughout the season at the state volleyball tournament. Then you look back and see how well they played Meridian in the state semifinals. So things going good for a Blue Hill here in the fall sports season. They're going good right now. 21-0, they lead Mullen at the half. The winner, of course, heading on to the D2 state championship game at Memorial Stadium in Lincoln next Monday, 1 week from today, 2:45. So right this time we'll have football for you. And Blue Hill looking good against either Fall City Sacred Heart, the defending champ, or Bruning Davenport Shickley, who is the only team to beat Fall City Sacred Heart so far this year. That game kicks off in Shickley tonight at 6 o'clock in the D1 semifinals. In Callaway, it's a battle of unbeatens as South Loop takes on Medicine Valley. And then in Dwight tonight, East Butler will be hosting Howells Dodge, and that game kicks off at 7 o'clock. As we said, the Class A final is Kearney and Omaha North next Tuesday night at 7:15 at Memorial Stadium. The Class B playoff is 1 week from tonight as York will be taking on Omaha Scutt, both pulling off upsets in the semifinals. C1 will get us going next Tuesday morning at 10:15 as Norfolk Catholic will take on Boone Central Newman Grove. And then in C2 next Tuesday afternoon at 2:45, UTAN takes on Centennial for the C2 state championship, and all of those games on ESPN 1460 and 1550. Also a reminder that it won't be too long until we start talking basketball, and we will continue to watch what's going on with UNK. The Loper volleyball team will host Emporia State tomorrow night as the Lopers are the number one seed in the MIAA tournament and looking good to make the NCAAs again. So 6 o'clock tomorrow, if the Lopers win that, then they will host Friday, and if they win that, they will host Saturday for the MIAA tournament. Also, the Loper women's basketball team playing at 5:30 tonight, Central Christian. The men will have Shadron coming up on Wednesday, And for Hastings College, both the men's and women's basketball teams picked up two wins over the weekend. The Hastings men are now 7-1, and the Hastings women are 2-0. The women will host the College of St. Mary on Wednesday night, and then both teams will be on the road for conference action on Saturday. Nebraska men's basketball tonight taking on North Texas, 7:05 at Pinnacle Bank Arena, and you can hear that game on 12:30 a.m. at KHAS. They come off of a win against Eastern Illinois, while the women beat Southern Illinois Edwardsville, and they host Missouri Kansas City set for tomorrow. So a lot going on in that transition from fall to winter. Hastings College volleyball, by the way, getting ready for the NAIA tournament after winning the GPAC championship. So they took care of Dort all three times that they met them. Of course, that was the rematch of last year's national championship, but they beat Dort in the final there. And for Nebraska volleyball, they continue to roll. Easy victory over Rutgers yesterday. They go to Ohio State and Maryland this weekend. You're listening to the Allen Superstore Halftime Show from the D2 State Semifinals in Mullen. It is Blue Hill 21, Mullen nothing. We'll look at the first half stats right after this.
For all your furniture and flooring needs, stop at Blue Hill Furniture. In business since 1889, Blue Hill Furniture has the stability, selection, and quality of larger stores to go with friendly service and competitive prices. Top brand names, too. If you're looking for a single piece or an entire room, Blue Hill Furniture will take care of you. Better Buys in Blue Hill, located at 501 West Gage. For your convenience, they accept Visa and MasterCard. Blue Hill Furniture proudly supports Blue Hill Athletics and Academics.
Ron's Pharmacy is your Health Mart pharmacy in Blue Hill with complete pharmacy service, including mail-out service. Ron's Pharmacy also has school supplies, American greeting cards, Russell Stover's candies, and Timex watches. You can trust and depend on Ron's Pharmacy because they've been serving you for more than 30 years. Ron's Pharmacy proudly supports academics and athletics in Blue Hill and wishes all the athletes and coaches good luck. Ron's Pharmacy, your Blue Hill Health Mart pharmacy.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Glad to have you back on this beautiful Monday afternoon as we take a look at some of the first half stats on the Allen Superstore Halftime Show. 21-0, Blue Hill on top of Mullen here in your state semifinals. Let's take a look now at the first half numbers for the Mullen Broncos. We start with All-State candidate Lane Edis, 16 carries, but just 55 yards for the young man that averages over 200 per game and is over 2,000 on the year. Fullback Matthew Stichka, 6 carries, 22 yards. Zach Sweet, 1 carry, 0 yards. Quarterback Brady Gracie, 1 carry, 3 yards. 24 rushing attempts, 80 yards for Mullen here in the first half. Through the air, Gracie has put it up 9 times. He's completed 3 of those. No touchdowns, no interceptions. 26 yards through the air, 80 on the ground. 106 yards of total offense for Mullen, resulting in 8 first downs. They have not turned it over. They've punted the ball twice, a 41 and a 29-yarder, but that 29-yarder pinned Blue Hill at their 9. 2 penalties for 15 yards on Mullen. For Blue Hill, Lane Dicely, 6 carries, 25 yards, and a touchdown. Trent Court, 3 carries, 6 yards. Quarterback John Rouse, 11 carries, 108 yards. He had a touchdown the first time he ran it in the ball game this afternoon from 44 yards out. 20 rushing attempts, 139 yards on the ground for Blue Hill. Through the air, Rouse has been perfect. He is 4 of 4 through the air. He did have an incompletion, but there was a flag on it, and so that wiped out the incompletion. 4 for 4, 77 yards through the air, 139 on the ground. That's 216 yards of offense for Blue Hill in the first half. I've got him for 10 first downs, 1 punt for 34 yards, no turnovers, and 2 penalties for 20 yards. As we said, Blue Hill was able to score the first 3 times they touched the football as Mullen won the toss and deferred. Blue Hill opened with a 61-yard drive capped on the 44-yard John Rouse touchdown. 10:20 to go in the first quarter. Joe Mackin makes the kick. It's 7-0. Then after Mullen can't get the ball down the football field, they end up punting it into the end zone. And a 65-yard drive by Blue Hill is capped on a 6-yard run by Lane Dicely. 4:20 to go first quarter. Mackin adds the kick to make it 14-0. And then Mullen marches the ball down the field, gets in the red zone, but is stopped on 4th-and-2 at the Blue Hill 11. And Blue Hill flips the field, marches it right back down, completes the 69-yard drive on a 9-yard touchdown pass from John Rouse to Joe Mackin. 7:08 to go in the second quarter. Mackin adds the extra point, 21-0. And that's where we are at here at halftime. We'll have more on the Allen Superstore Halftime Report right after this on The Breeze and PlatteRiverPreps.com.
B&B Carpet. Shop us first or shop us last, and you'll find us to be professional and helpful, as our customers have for 20 years. We thank you in advance for giving us here at B&B the opportunity to work with you for all your flooring needs. When it's time for flooring, come to B&B Carpet in Donovan, and you'll see why your friends say, "That's where we always go."
Thramer's Food Center is located in downtown Blue Hill. At Thramer's, they take pride in their fresh meat produce and their fast, friendly hometown service. Stop in for their daily lunch specials, some home fried chicken, or any of their delicious deli items. Open Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 7 p.m., and Saturdays, 8 to 5:30. Good luck, Bobcats, from Tim and Deb and the crew at Thramer's Food Center in Blue Hill.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Nebraska volleyball team moved up a spot this afternoon in the Division I coaches poll. They're now number 5 in the country. Something interesting that we're just watching now as both teams are out here in the 3-minute warm-up getting ready for the second half. Everything that Mullen is doing is throwing the football. They've got a bunch of guys running routes, and they're throwing fairly deep passes, 15 to 25 yards here since they've come out of the locker room at halftime. They haven't lined up and run any run sets. They haven't done anything defensively. They have simply come out for about 5 minutes and done nothing but throw the football, and we'll see if that's what Mullen resorts to do here in the second half. If they just say, hey, we can't run the football, and Coach Pfeiffer says we're going to try and wing this maybe all around the field. I don't think they'll completely get away from it, but they probably don't have to practice throwing the football all that much, and that's what they're doing right here. For Blue Hill, they're just trying to stay stretched out. They're in great shape, and their defense has been outstanding here in the first half, limiting a potent Mullen offense to just 106 yards here in the first half. This has been the Allen Superstore Halftime Report. Get more for your dollar when you shop at your locally owned Allen Superstore, the You Get More Superstore, West 2nd Street in Hastings. It is Blue Hill 21 and Mullen nothing. The second half kicks off in a minute here on The Breeze.
Get more than you expect. Direct.
When you hear the name Furniture Direct, low prices is about what you'd expect. But at Furniture Direct, you get more than you expect, like coil spring seating in our catnapper recliners and motion furniture so they keep sitting great for years to come. Plus express delivery so you can enjoy your furniture right away. Get more than you expect at Furniture Direct, behind Sonic on South Burlington and Hastings, FurnitureDirectHastings.com.
Where do you get more? Shopping centered around you. One-stop shop that gives you more. Shopping centered around you. Where do you get more? Superstore Allen's Superstore.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Doug Duda back with you here on a sun-drenched Monday afternoon in Mullen as we get ready for the second half of our D2 state semifinals. Mullen will receive the ball to start the third quarter of play, down 21 to nothing, and they are definitely going to need something positive to happen for them. Got to get off to a good start here. Blue Hill is going to be on their way to the state finals. Our state football action brought to you by Husker Power Products, your full-service irrigation engine headquarters in Hastings and Sutton. As Mackin puts his foot into this one, they've all went through the end zone, and this one does as well, although he kind of messed with the pylon. It stays in play. Time to look at our field conditions brought to you by your Pioneer Seed representative, Impact Ag Partners, Craig Weeches and Todd Travis, your local Pioneer Seed dealer. Pioneer knows more about field conditions with top-yielding Pioneer brand soybeans. Impact Partners and Pioneer Seed, science with service, delivering success. The field is a little brown here from the November, like it should be, but it is a really nice condition. It's just a beautiful facility here at Mullen, amongst the trees down in the sunken field that we have seen from the high school. So the first play of the half is to Edis. Edis tries to get outside. There was a hole, but he tripped up, sticking his foot out there and sticking his fingers out there on his foot was Menke. Had nothing to do for Edis. Got a good start, though, a five-yard gain, moving out to the 20-yard line. Again, Edis, 16 carries for 55 yards in the first half of play. Some days that's pretty good. That's not what Mullen was expecting today. And that tight eye, double tight end, fake it one way, give it to Edis off the right side, big hole. Now he's got some room, 25, 30, 35, 40, and Mullen is on the board. Lane Edis will take it 60 yards on the second play of the second half. And Mullen, that's what they came to see. 45 seconds in, a 60-yard touchdown run, and on one run, he doubles the entire total that he had had up until that point. 17 carries, 60 yards, the 18th carry, a 60-yard touchdown, and that will catch the attention of the Blue Hill Bobcats for the remainder of this second half. And now they line up to go for two, spread the formation here. Edis is still in the backfield. They'll send Sweet in motion from left to right, wanting to throw the ball into the corner of the end zone, and it is tipped and battled and bobbled and caught for the two-point conversion. Boy, it went right off of Rouse's hands and into the hands of Luke Christian, and so the two-point conversion is good. 11:15 to go in the third quarter, and Mullen is on the board. It's Blue Hill 21, Mullen 8.
When DuPont Pioneer says they're with you from the word go, what does that mean? It means packing a ton of people power, along with unmatched service and support, into high-performance hybrids. Sure, Pioneer Corn products feature high-performance trait packages, but it's your local team of professionals that helps place the right products in your field. Pioneer, with you from the word go. Your Ag Impact partners are Craig Weegis and Todd Travis.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Oh, a 60-yard touchdown run by Lane Edis to start the third quarter of play, and they're ready to boot it away with Kobe Walker. High kick that is going to be fielded at the one. Returnable here for Mackin. Starts up the middle. Now he's going to run right into the black and yellow. He wanted to go left, and there was nowhere to go. He's across the 10 to the 15, and he'll be brought down at about the 18-yard line, first down and 10. So Mullen gets what they needed. They get a pep in their step here. The crowd is into it. Now Blue Hill gets their first crack, and if they kept doing, or if they do what they were doing in the first half, they're going to be just fine. Rouse will be the center. He's going to step under the center to take the quarterback exchange here from his center, Tony Bauman. Always does a good job with a controlled cadence. Now they're going to run option to Isley. Disley has to lower his shoulder, and he is mowed under in the backfield. Stichka got back there and hit him first, then he's put away by big number 84, Clayton Hassett, and Disley is going to lose three on the play. So that is not the start that the Bobcats were hoping for here in quarter number three. They rarely lost yardage on any play that they ran in quarter number three. And Mullen just going to sell out, it looks like. They'll send McCoy Mankey split out wide to the right. He'll be covered out there by Edis. They're going to spread that field, twins right and left. Rouse in the pistol, empty backfield. He will send Dicely in motion, give it to him on the jet sweep. Around the right corner, has room. 20-25, out to the 26, to the 27-yard line. Good gain on the play that time from Dicely. We're going to give him 11 on the play. And now they've got a chance to convert here on third down and four. Ball at their own 26-yard line. Third down and three, we'll say. They just need to get to the 29 for a first down. And the Mullen fans making as much noise as the players right now. Plenty of kids, elementary kids, got a football game going on behind us here where they've got their softball and baseball field in Mullen. Here comes a complete blitz. Seven men are coming for Mullen, and they're just going to turn and hand it to Dicely up the middle, and they got it right that time. Blue Hill was going to run it. Mullen knew they were going to run it, and Dicely didn't get enough. He might have got a half a yard. It's going to be fourth down and two, and I'm sure Blue Hill will be punting the football here with a 21-8 lead. Rouse comes out of the football game, and checking in will be J.C. Himmelberg, and back to punt it is Joe Mackin. 9:20 and counting to go here in quarter number three. Blue Hill gives him a potential fake look here, but I still think Mackin's going to punt it. There's the snap. Nope, he's going to run it straight up the middle. And he is, oh boy, it's going to be close. He got hit. They spread him out so that it was going to be 4-on-3. And Mackin ran the fake. And let's take an eyeball look at this. They're going to bring the chains in. Mullins fired up about it, but I think this is going to be a lot closer than they realize. This is going to be close. This is going to be close. And this may have a lot to do with the outcome of this football game. As they bring the chains out, stretch the chains. Mullen ball. The nose of the football. Blue Hill is short. And Mullen will take over. First and 10 at the Blue Hill 28-yard line. So 2 yards on the fake punt, but he needed 2.5. Joe ran hard right up the middle. They just closed the hole. Well, in a hurry, Mullen has got a chance to get right back in this football game, 21-8, and they've got the ball again. The ball at the 28-yard line of Blue Hill. Now the defense has to stand up and do what they did the first half. Gracie gives it to Stichka up the middle. He'll get to the 25-yard line. He's tripped up there. A gain of 3 on the play. It'll be second down and 7. Stichka had 22 yards on 6 carries in the first half of play. Again, we're just underway here, only 3 minutes into the third quarter. Blue Hill basically dominated the first half, but Mullen scored on the second play. They sniff out the fake punt. They're already in good field position. 8:40 to go here in quarter number 3, 21-8 Blue Hill. It is second down and 7. Mullen at the Blue Hill 25-yard line. They'll give it to Edis. Right side has a hole. Looks for a good block. 25. 20. Gets another block. Lowers his shoulder inside the 15 to the 10. And he'll be brought down at the 8-yard line. A gain of 17 on the play for Edis. And it is first and goal for Mullen. Man, you think you have a 21-point lead. You're going to be okay. And even if Mullen comes back, it's going to take him a while to do it. They could have this thing a one-score game in less than 5 minutes. First and goal at the 7. Looks like they just changed a blocking assignment, and it has worked. Pitch play, Edis left side. This time it goes nowhere. He is going to be swallowed up before he gets back to the line of scrimmage by Ethan Sharp. Sharp's had a good game, but Grant Streff has had the best game. And I think Mullen maybe have found a way to negate him here so far on the first two running series. No gain for Edis. Don't forget, when the ball game is done, our New West Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery postgame show, all the final stats, coaches' interviews. Somebody's going to Lincoln. Second out and goal at the 8-yard line now. Gracie gives it to Stichka, fullback blast. Blue Hill's ready. They stack him up at the 6. It'll be third down and goal. They don't tackle him. It's just about 7 guys in there, 4 Bobcats and 3 Mullen Broncos. Streff is in there, and Trent Court were in there to lead the way. It's going to be no gain, maybe a yard. Okay, we'll say a yard that time for Stichka. Third down and goal at the 6. Can Blue Hill bow the necks again? They've had a couple of fourth down stops in the game, but this is third. Third down and goal, Mullen at the Blue Hill 6. Again, staying in that same power formation. Gracie, pitch play, Edis. Right side, Edis works his way to the line of scrimmage and dives forward. Got about half of it to the 3. It's going to be fourth and goal at the 3. And they get ready to go for it here. This is, again, another big play. I mean, they score here. This place goes bonkers. They don't. Blue Hill has thwarted them for another opportunity in the red zone. So Gracie comes over, gets the play call. Coach is whispering on the sideline about what they wanted to call here. 6:30 to go, third quarter, 21-8, Blue Hill, but it's fourth and goal. Mullen at the 3-yard line. Gracie under center. Quick count. Pitch play, Edis. Right side, all power, touchdown. He's able to get to the pylon instead of cutting it back up. And Lane Edis has his second touchdown of quarter number 2. And it is now 21-14 in favor of Blue Hill. 6:15 to go in quarter number 3. So fourth and goal, huge run in there by Lane Edis, and he really wasn't touched. He didn't cut it up. He just decided, I'm taking it to the pylon. Now these two-point conversions become a factor because Blue Hill has kicked them all, and if They convert this. They're in great shape. Quarterback keeper Gracie, and he is going to be hit and dropped. Good job coming through there untouched, Trent Carbon. Mullen scores that two-pointer. They just need a touchdown to take the lead, but it doesn't happen, so they're one of two, and it looks like they kicked them both. It's 21-14, Blue Hill leading Mullen with 6:15 to go in the third quarter of the D2 state semifinals on the Breeze and PlatteRiverPreps.com.
The South Central State Bank of Campbell, Franklin, Oxford, Blue Hill, and Red Cloud is a full-service bank offering every banking service your family might need, offering internet and mobile banking. Log on to southcentralstatebank.com. Good luck, sports teams from the South Central State Bank, member FDIC.
Is back pain keeping you from doing the activities you enjoy? Is hip, knee, or ankle pain making even the shortest walks difficult? Is hand, wrist, or finger pain making you cut tasks short or take frequent pauses? New West Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery is here to tell you that you don't have to live with the pain. With training in a wide range of specialties, New West has the doctor to get you back into the game. Schedule your appointment today. No referral is necessary. All major insurances accepted.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Kobe Walker is going to boot the ball into the air, and it's going out of bounds. He just kind of mishit that one. If it was a pooch, he sent it under the track here, and if it was trying to thump it into the end zone, he just mishit it. But right now, all the positivity, all the energy is on the side of the Mullen Broncos. Blue Hill was up 21-0 at half, and two touchdowns already here by Lane Edis has cut it to 21-14. Blue Hill is going to make him kick it away again. And so let's see what Walker does. Should be returnable. Good kick. Mackin backpedals, but he's in the end zone. Wow. That's the best kick by Walker. And his teammates giving him the high five. Brandon Peters says, way to go, big man. And so Blue Hill will have to start at their 15-yard line. First down and 10. So much like last week, Blue Hill up big. Everything going their way in the first half. And then Twin Loop came out, kind of thumped them in the mouth, tied the football game. But that was a three-score lead. Today, it was just a two-score lead last week. So back to that diamond formation. Out of the shotgun is John Rouse with both backs in front of him to block. They may go back to that basic Rouse run. That's exactly what they'll do. And he gets to the line of scrimmage and leans forward to the 16-yard line. And the nice tackle out there is going to be sweet. A gain of one on the play for Rouse, who rushed for 108 yards, had one rushing touchdown and one passing touchdown in the first half of play. What did Mullen do at half? What did Mullen do? Blocking assignments, schemes. It's been good so far. Second and 9, Rouse, empty backfield. They will send Dysley in motion, and he'll follow around the right side, gets the corner, 20, 25, and has the first down out to the 29-yard line. Beautiful run by Rouse. That's going to be good for 13, and that's the best play of the second half for Blue Hill. Both teams 11-0. Both teams not really challenged in the regular season. 20-some points is the closest game either one of them had. And then both of them had their toughest test of the postseason last week, where it was a one-score game going into the fourth quarter, and then Mullen scored the last two to beat Lawrence Nelson, and as of course Blue Hill fans know, kick a field goal with 7 seconds left to win it. Rouse on first and 10 at the 29-yard line. This time Mackin's in motion. Fake the dip. Sweep. He's in trouble. Wants to dump it off. Incomplete. Looked like they were trying to set up either a screen pass out here to the I-back. And it looked like Lane Dysley was a little farther down the field, and Mullins just decided we're going to bring pressure, and that is the first incomplete pass of this football game for Blue Hill. Second and 10 at the 29. Tried something different on first down. Stops the clock with 5:13 to go in the third, 21-14. Blue Hill leading Mullen. Second and 10. Rouse under center this time. Long cadence. Turns, hands it to Mackin off the left side. He gets a hole, slips a tackle, keeps the legs churning for about five. He just doesn't have exactly what Dysley has, but he made a nice move, and he's going to get 5 yards on the play. So Mackin had a fake punt run earlier that came up a quarter yard short, and then Mullen capitalized on fourth and goal at the 3. Third down and 5 at their own 34-yard line, needing to get to the 39. Blue Hill needs a first down. They need to continue to grind things out here as their lead's cut to 7, which isn't bad that it's a 7-point lead, but it is if you were up 21 just 6 minutes ago. Rouse on quarterback, follow the whole way. Big hole has the first down into Mullen territory at the 38-yard line. A gain of 8 on the play for Rouse. And again in there, you've got Hassett in there. Hassett and Spees are so big up on that defensive line here for Mullen. You got Walker up there as well. And then on the defensive end, Caden Licking. But a first down run for John Rouse at Blue Hill. Keeps the clock running with 4:20 to go here in quarter number three, 21-14. Blue Hill, it was 21-0 at the half. They need us a 60 and a 3-yard touchdown run here. Out of that diamond formation again. Rouse fakes the quarterback, wants to throw it deep. Mankey is wide open. He catches it at the 15 and walks into the end zone for a Blue Hill touchdown. 39 on the board. Mankey is in again. Had a big week last week, and here Rouse sets him up perfectly for a 39-yard touchdown, and now a little more at ease, the Bobcat fans, with 4:06 to go in the third, 27-14, Blue Hill. And Mackin comes out. Well, yeah, Mackin's going to kick it. That's the right play here. Give you that 14-point lead. Don't chase the number if you don't have to. They have the lead. There's no need to chase the number. Let's see if Mackin can stay consistent as he has all day. Rouse getting ready for it. And the snap good, the hold good, the kick on the way, and the kick is good. 4:06 to go in the third quarter of the D2 State semifinals. It's Blue Hill 28 and Mullen 14 after a 39-yard touchdown pass from quarterback John Rouse to McCoy Menke, and we're back after this on The Breeze.
You've made a smart choice when choosing Glenwood for your home and business technology needs. Glenwood has an array of phone, fiber internet, phone service and systems, data backup, and IT consulting. At Glenwood, all services are backed by a tech-savvy local team of customer service professionals that offer local support with exceptional customer service. Learn more online at gtmc.net or to speak with one of our service representatives, please call 402-303-1000. That's 402-303-1000.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Big connection that time for the Blue Hill Bobcats. 39 yards and now ready to kick it away. And Mackin's been really good about his kickoffs here in this football game. He'll boot that one and no problem. It's 9 yards deep in the end zone again. And so Mullen will take over first down and 10 at their own 15-yard line. Trailing here at home by a score of 28-14 on the Breeze, KLIQ-FM, Hastings, Blue Hill, Red Cloud, and the World Wide Web at PlatteRiverPreps.com. Trotting out with the play will be quarterback Brady Gracie here for the Mullen Broncos. Doug Duda, Brad Beam, our producer, glad to have you along with us. Mullen has scored the first two times they've touched the ball here in the third quarter after being shut out in the first half. Gracie under center. He wants to go bootleg throw. He'll go out into the flat, and Rouse is doing a great job to get him. Oh, a late flag. Rouse comes over the top to knock it away from Luke Christian. Boy, Rouse, that looked like a really good play. Yeah, he jumped over the top, but he knocked the football away. Didn't run him over. And pass interference going to be called here on Blue Hill. Trying to get it out to Luke Christian. And for the Bobcats, that'll be their first penalty since the first quarter.
First down, Mullen.
And again, boy, those 15-yarders. Once you get to 8, man, I mean, you're moving it all the way from the 15 out to the 30. Just such a chunk when you have the 80-yard field. And that'll be first down and 10 here for the Broncos. So they got what they wanted on the pass. Now they line back up to run that football with Edis. And Edis will start to the left side. He always likes to cut it back against the numbers. And this time he's hit, puts his hand down, and crawls forward for a couple. It'll be second down and 8. So Edis, who had 55 yards in the first half, has 90 yards so far here in the third quarter. And who will get the first stop? That might be the difference in this football game. Mullen's going to have to continue to put that ball in the end zone after spotting Blue Hill the first 21 points. And you look at that jersey over there of Trent Court, all dirtied up, been on the ground, and not just defensively making tackles, but offensively trying to lay the wood from his fullback position. Second out and 8, Mullen at their own 32-yard line out of the shotgun this time. It's still going to be an inside trap. They'll give it to Edis. Edis runs over a man, gets across the 35. He'll be drugged down short of the first down at the 38-yard line, but it is a gain of 6. And manageable yardage here now for Mullen. Third down and two at their own 38. They need to get right to the midfield stripe to move the chains. That time he just ran out of bounds to stop the clock. Again, the other side of this D2 final will be in Shickley tonight. Bruning Davenport Shickley taking on Fall City Sacred Heart, kicking off at 6. Third and a short two. Gracie gives it to Stichka. Stichka didn't get it. He is going to be hit immediately and driven backwards. They brought everybody. Dicely was high, Streff was low, and Carr came over the top. And they give him a yard on the play. That is a horrible spot. And they almost looked like they were going to give him a first down. Boy, Stichka never even got up the field, it did not appear. And it's going to be fourth and an inch, and Mullen has to go for it. They just got to fall forward, and they have the first down. I think they're trying to get a measurement, but they have not, and so they better hustle. It's been a long time since the back judge is looking at his watch here, but now he's counting 4 seconds, 3 seconds. They're going to have to call timeout or take a quick snap. And there's the flag. They threw the flag. They threw the flag just as the ball was snapped. Mullen coach Pfeiffer saw it. He thought Gracie would be able to get it off. And by the way, it was a toss play to Edis around the left side instead of just falling forward. So they gambled with it. And now it's fourth down and 5 on an extremely costly delay of game penalty here. Again, just inexcusable if you're Mullen. And that was on the coaches not getting the play in there. And now they're going to line up to punt it. Man, oh, man. Mullen fans are going to be unhappy about that. So Edis ready to punt the ball away. Here comes a little pressure, a high hanging kick, fielded at the 11-yard line by Mack, and he's got zero blocking, and he gets it up to the 14-yard line. So not bad for what happened there. 29 and 5 is a 34-yard punt that time, but kind of marked that one down. That is the kind of mistake you just can't have happen if you're Mullen. I mean, you've got fourth and literally 2 inches, and you get a delay of game penalty, and then you punt the ball. So delay a game on fourth and one with 2:10 to go in the third. And now a 2-touchdown lead for Blue Hill, and they've got the ball. So Rouse sets him down. He'll be under center this time. Lane Dicely is going to take the pitch to the right side. Looks for a block. Not much there. He's got to do it on his own. He'll get a yard across the 15 to the 16-yard line. It has been a different day for Dicely as well. He only has 35 yards rushing on 10 attempts in this football game. Second and 9 now for Blue Hill at the 16. Leading it 28-14. They are up 21-0 at half. And Blue Hill wants to be very patient. Although there's a huge whole quarter to go, they've got the 2-score lead. They want to run as much clock as they can, even in the last 90 seconds of the third. Rouse empty backfield. They will send Court in motion. He's going to be pulling all the way. Rouse gets the corner, breaks a tackle, and he has got one man to beat. 20, 25, 30, to the 40, to the 30, and Edis is able to get to him. He had the angle inside the 20, inside the 10. And he'll bring him down at the 7-yard line. Huge, huge play there for Rouse around the left end. And he has had an outstanding day, and he's had an outstanding state playoffs. They're going to mark the ball, it looks like, right on the 5-yard line. And Rouse is going to get 45, 55, 59 yards on that run. And it'll be first and goal now for Blue Hill at the 5. They will put the fullback Court to the right. Dicely right behind his quarterback. Hard count. Nobody moves. They give it to Dicely off the right side. There's nowhere to go, and he is going to be stacked up, get what he can, but I don't think they're going to give him anything. No gain on the play for Dicely. And it'll be second down and goal at the 5. And now the Mullen Broncos need to find a way to get a stop here. And again, remember, the cool thing for Blue Hill is if for some reason they don't get in here in the next 2 downs, they trot out there, they kick a field goal, and they have a 3-score lead. Even 31-14, you can't get the 2 touchdowns and the 2 2-point conversions. So I imagine Coach Coffey going to keep it kind of tight here as they will put Rouse in the shotgun on second and goal from the 5. Rouse takes it. He'll follow Court over the right side. He missed following Cordy. Actually cut it back inside and got about a yard to the four-yard line. And it's going to be third down and goal at the four. So a big play here for the Mullen defense off the bottom of that pile. Once again is Spies. Good stick there with some help from Clayton Hassett. Now Blue Hill does not have to snap the football here. They can take it to the fourth quarter, and that's exactly what they are going to do. Blue Hill is 12 minutes away from the state final. Through three quarters, the Blue Hill Bobcats 28 and the Mullen Broncos 14. It's third and goal at the four for Blue Hill when we start the fourth quarter on the Breeze and PlatteRiverPreps.com.
Get more than you expect. Direct.
Feeling like you need to go out of town for the best value on your new furniture? Why waste your time when you can shop Furniture Direct in Hastings? Furniture Direct has everyday low prices on top name brands like Ashley, Beautyrest, and Catnapper. Plus, get more than what you expect with express delivery, no interest financing, and friendly hometown service. Why drive when you can get more than you expect? Furniture Direct, behind Sonic on South Burlington in Hastings.
Ron's Pharmacy is your Health Mart pharmacy in Blue Hill with complete pharmacy service, including mail-out service. Ron's Pharmacy also has school supplies, American greeting cards, Russell Stover's candies, and Timex watches. You can trust and depend on Ron's Pharmacy because they've been serving you for more than 30 years. Ron's Pharmacy proudly supports academics and athletics in Blue Hill and wishes all the athletes and coaches good luck. Ron's Pharmacy, your Blue Hill Health Mart pharmacy.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Our first door, we go to the fourth quarter. It's Blue Hill 28 and Mullen 14. And the next play, or possibly two, may be all we need in this fourth quarter. It is third down and goal at the four for Blue Hill. Can Mullen force him to kick a field goal? Empty backfield, Rouse. He will send Mackin in motion from left to right. He swing passes it out to him. He catches it. He's hit, though, and won't get in. Just a little too much stutter. Edis was able to read that play and come up and stick him. That was a nice call, I thought, by Blue Hill. And now Mackin, they've got to kick the field goal. No doubt about it. It was a completed pass, but it went for 0 yards. And now the hero of last week's game, Joe Mackin, will attempt a 21-yard field goal. And if he can knock it through, it's a three-possession game any way you look at it. Let's see how much pressure Mullen brings here. From the right hash. Awaiting the snap. A good one. It's down. Mackin's kick. Uh-oh. Did he keep it in there? No. Pushed it left. And so the field goal is no good, as everyone in Sargent and Taylor groans that he did it a week too late. But still, 11:14 to go in the fourth quarter. It is Blue Hill 28, Mullen 14. And now Mullen, a chance to move the football down the field off the missed field goal. It's placed at the 15-yard line. So 11:14 to go. We'll mark down a 21-yard field goal wide left for Mackin. And hopefully that won't be the difference in this week's game. Because remember, Mullen goes for two when they score touchdowns. And it wouldn't matter what the score was. But they still have to score two more. They were down 21-0 at the half. And it's a toss play out here to Edis. Wants to get outside. They keep forcing him back inside. That's one thing that you need to say about the great play of Trent Carr today at defensive end. And he'll get a couple up to the 17, maybe the 18. We'll say a three-yard game for Edis, who now has 154 yards, but 99 of those are in the second half. But Edis wants to get outside. The one time that he did get outside was the second play of the second half, a 60-yard run right down his own sideline for the first touchdown for Mullen in the game. But he keeps having to cut it back up inside, and that's where Carr's getting him to his buddies. Second out and seven. Edis to the right side, the wide side, still trying to go outside, now has to cut it back, makes one man miss, then dives right back into the waiting arms of Sharp. And he stretches forward for three more across the 20 to the 21-yard line. Third down and four. And again, remember, the last time Mullen had the ball, fourth and one, right at midfield. And, I mean, it wasn't one. It was fourth and not half the length of the football, and they had a delay a game penalty and ended up punting it. And they got a little lucky because Blue Hill just missed the field goal attempt. So nothing happened. It just chewed up some more time. Third down and four at their own 21. Gracie Pitches Edis. He's going to come up on the left side. He'll find a little seam, but not enough for the first down. It's a gain of two. Sharp's there. Dicely's there. It's going to be fourth down and one. They'll give him a three-yard gain. And Mullen probably has to go for it. They didn't go for it last time, but with 9:40 to go, and you can hear the crowd saying, go, go, hustle, let's go, get the play in. Well, as long as they execute it, it won't matter. Fourth and one at their own 24. And there was motion. There is motion. The fullback, Stichka, came up. They were just going to shove the quarterback forward. Gracie was just going to fall forward, and Stichka was going to push him. And Stichka got going too early, and you've got another penalty on fourth and one here against Mullen. And now they may have to punt. I mean, the ball's now going to be marked back at their own 20-yard line. They didn't go for it at midfield. And if they go for it here and don't get it, that could be the season. This is only the fourth penalty of the ball game. And they are going to punt it. Edis to punt the ball away. Takes some time, almost got blocked. Fair catch called for Mackin at the 26-yard line. And that'll be a punt of 34 with no return. But right now, Blue Hill in pretty good shape. They forced the three and out after the missed field goal. We're down to 9:17 to go in this football game. The sun now starting to set. We're getting some shadows over the field who had been in bright sunshine most of the day outside of where the press box is, covering about 10 yards of it. And Blue Hill hangs on to the football in a game that has seen no turnovers, and they're in great shape. 9:17 to go in the game. Blue Hill 28 and Mullen 14. Blue Hill will start at their own 26-yard line. Spread formation. Rouse all by himself out of that pistol. They send Dicely in motion. He's just going to follow Dicely, who pulls to the right side. He gets across the 30, and he's going to be down at around the 35-yard line. Going to get 9 on the play. He needs 10 to get that first down, of course. But Rouse now looks like he's going to run for 200 tonight. He's done a great job the last 2 weeks against two really good defenses from Twin Loop and Mullen. They had kind of taken Dicely away. And Dicely's had a few carries in the game tonight, but only 38 yards total. So it's been the Rouse show. Second down and one. Back to the I set with Court a little offset to the left this time. Hard count, little flinch. They turn it, hand it off to Dicely. He gets low and just runs over the defensive back, Zach Sweet, who was coming in on the run blitz and made sure he got the first down. A gain of 3 from the 34 to the 37-yard line. And move the chains here for the Blue Hill Bobcats. Don't forget when the game is over, it is the New West Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery postgame show. We'll have all the final stats, and we hope to have a chance to talk with Coach John Coffey, or one of the assistants. Coach Treff came up and joined us last week after the win at Blue Hill. First down and 10, back to the diamond formation, which is where Rouse is in the shotgun, and the two backs are standing in front of him. On first down and 10 at the 37, Rouse is going to keep it, and here comes Sweet. He got to him before he even took a step, and they're going to lose a yard on the play. Wow, nice job in there by Sweet. He just came through, gambled the whole way. It's going to be second down and 11. 8 minutes to go in this football game. Blue Hill 28, Mullen 14, and kind of like last week, Mullen has outscored Blue Hill, but Blue Hill had enough of a cushion at the half that they're working with things here. And all that matters is hanging on to the ball, and they are going to actually split Trent Court wide to the right. This is something different. We haven't seen this much. Still out up the middle, 40, 30, 20, Rouse, 10, 5, touchdown Blue Hill. Edis couldn't bring him down. He grabbed his shoulder pads but couldn't bring him down, and that may have been the run that sends Blue Hill to the state finals. A 43-yard touchdown run by John Rouse. Now has 241 yards in this football game. What a great call when they sent Court out. They took another defensive back slash linebacker out of the middle of the football field. They had Dicely go on a counter, a fake, obviously, and that left the hole wide open, something that they had seen on film. What a great job, and now the extra point for Joe Mackin. Trying to go 5 for 5 on extra points. Snap to Rouse. He gets it down. The kick is away, and the kick is good. With 7:23 to go in the game, this D2 state semifinal in Mullen, it's the Blue Hill Bobcats 35 and the Mullen Broncos 14 on the Breeze.
When DuPont Pioneer says they're with you from the word go, what does that mean? It means packing a ton of people power, along with unmatched service and support, into high-performance hybrids. Sure, Pioneer Corn products feature high-performance trait packages, but it's your local team of professionals that helps place the right products in your field. Pioneer, with you from the word go. Your Ag Impact partners are Craig Weegis and Todd Travis. The South Central State Bank of Campbell, Franklin, Oxford, Blue Hill, and Red Cloud is a full-service bank offering every banking service your family might need, offering internet and mobile banking. Log on to southcentralstatebank.com. Good luck, sports teams from the South Central State Bank, member FDIC.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Well, we're back here in Mullen, where Blue Hill has went up 35-14 on the 43-yard run by Rouse. Mackin kicks it away. They're going to get a chance to return this. They fake the reverse sweep. He was all the way at the sideline, so that reverse fake just killed time up to the 10 to the 15, maybe the 16. One of those things they tell the kids, okay, if we ever get it, this is what we're going to do. And he runs on the dead run all the way over to the sideline. That fake reverse didn't help. And Mullen will start at their own 16-yard line, first down and 10. Here on the Breeze, 94.5. And PlatteRiverPreps.com. And there is some frustration right now on this Mullen Bronco football team. They're going to need a fourth quarter, epic fourth quarter, to get this game basically into overtime, although they'll go for two, so the 21-point lead won't matter from that standpoint. 35-14, Blue Hill, 7:16 to go. Gracie, back to pass, looking to go deep for a one-time shot for Sweet. Sweet makes a great catch at the 35, still on his feet, 30, jukes his man and scores. What a play by Sweet as he won the battle against Trace Ockingay. 63 yards, one play. Well, you're still in it. 63-yard pass from Gracie to Sweet, who did a good job to locate the football, and then Ockingay wasn't sure where they were on the field. He tried to shove him out of bounds, didn't get much of him at all. And now the two-point conversion. Wow, what a gut punch there for Blue Hill when it looked like, hey, look what we've done. The second bomb of the second half as they line up at a two-point conversion here. They're going to direct snap it to Ty Kvanvig, and Kvanvig is going to take it into the end zone. So the two-point conversion is good. 7:04 to go in this D2 semifinal. Blue Hill 35, Mullen 22 on the Breeze.
For all your furniture and flooring needs, stop at Blue Hill Furniture. In business since 1889, Blue Hill Furniture has the stability, selection, and quality of larger stores to go with friendly service and competitive prices. Top brand names, too. If you're looking for a single piece or an entire room, Blue Hill Furniture will take care of you. Better Buys in Blue Hill, located at 501 West Gage. For your convenience, they accept Visa and MasterCard. Blue Hill Furniture proudly supports Blue Hill Athletics and Academics.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Sorry for the breakup there, folks, but we are back here at Mullen, where we have an onside kick attempt that Mullen is going to have a chance to recover. Court hit him right in the gut, but he's able to jump on it home. My goodness. As my good buddy Larry Baker would say right there, oh, good gravy. Court had that ball. It was a great onside kick. Had Court not been standing there, it would have slid right out of bounds, but it bounced, hit him right in the chest, and it was Court against three Mullen defenders. And the onside kick is recovered by Court. And with 7:03 to go in the ball game, Blue Hill leads it 35-22 over the Mullen Broncos. Rouse under center. Long count. Takes the snap. Option. Going to keep it. Bounces off the first man to hit him and Luke Christian and fall forward for a couple to the 39-yard line. 243 yards rushing in this football game for John Rouse. But, my oh my. This game is far from over now. One play, 63-yard touchdown pass. And the Mullen Broncos are right back in this football game. 35-22. Rouse now out from under center in the pistol. They'll send Dicely in motion. They'll give it to him. And what a nice play to get him down behind the line of scrimmage. Clayton has it. Just blew up court that time. He made a nice stunt move on him. And Dicely gets back to the line of scrimmage. And that is it. So once again, a third down and long yard situation. But what can Blue Hill do besides run that clock? They don't want to get in a position where it's a one-score game again. It was 21-14, 21-0 at the half. Mullen scored quickly twice in the third quarter to cut it to 21-14. Then back-to-back scores by Blue Hill around a missed Blue Hill field goal. They're going to send trips to the left, nobody to the right. Third down and 8 at midfield here for the Bobcats. Trying to use as much time as they can. I don't think the back judge has been paying a whole lot of attention, although we had the one delay a game. Now he's going, oh, yeah, I should count this. Better snap it. They do. Faking the quick slant. Now Rouse tucks it up and runs. He doesn't get anywhere. He's going to be tackled by Kobe Walker right at midfield. No gain on the play for Rouse, and Blue Hill will have to punt the football away with under 5 minutes to go in this game. They're going to put it in the hands of their defense, which is very wise to do. Joe Mackin will go back there to kick it away. Edis is back deep. Kind of a secondary returner would be Zach Sweet, although they're not respecting much of a punt here. 4:55 to go. Still waiting, Mackin. Still waiting, Mackin. There's the snap. No rush. The kick is away. Oh, that's a beauty. That might get all the way to the end zone, and it does. So a 40-yard punt with no opportunity of a return. Mullen will take over with 4:43 remaining in this football game. But they trail at home 35-22. Remember, they had a big run, even though they had the lead, to finish off Lawrence Nelson last week. 35-22, your score. Mullen has the last touchdown. They get the three and out, and they're ready to go again. Gracie is actually going to be in the shotgun. They will send Sweet in motion from right to left, giving him twins there. It's going to be an option pitch on the run. Edis to the right side, 20, 25, stays in bounds, 30, breaks a tackle, close to the 35. They'll mark him officially down at the 34-yard line. That's going to be a gain of 19 on the ground for Lane Edis, who has had a much better second half than the first half. Again, 55 yards on 16 carries in the first half. And in the second half, he has rushed after that one for 121 yards. First down and 10 at their own 35. 4.5 to go. 5 men in the box. Pitch it to Edis, left side. Lane runs into a wall this time. That is headlined by the big man, Lane Dicely. And they're going to say no gain on the play. It'll be second down and 10. And you can hear the Mullen fans. They know that they need to move quickly, but they're just running to the sideline, getting the play, sending it in. Sometimes that's hard if you don't have the wristband or a little quicker way to do things. But Mullen just has to make sure they kind of get in here in the next, 2 minutes. Leave themselves some time. Shadow's a problem right now. Edis comes out of the backfield. Look, a little flare pass for him. Down the left sideline, looking for Stichka. Jump ball over his head. Covered all the way down there by Ethan Sharp. It would have been a heck of a catch, but it was just a little bit too far for him. And that is a heck of a play by Gracie, who had the 63-yard touchdown pass the last time that he put it in the air. That one is incomplete. So it'll be third down and 10 at their own 35-yard line. 35-22 Blue Hill. And now the Bobcats have decided to use a defensive timeout. So, as we just told you, 3:50 to go in this D2 state semifinal. And it is Blue Hill 35, Mullen 22 on the Breeze.
Thramer's Food Center is located in downtown Blue Hill. At Thramer's, they take pride in their fresh meat produce and their fast, friendly hometown service. Stop in for their daily lunch specials, some home fried chicken, or any of their delicious deli items. Open Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 7 p.m., and Saturdays, 8 to 5:30. Good luck, Bobcats, from Tim and Deb and the crew at Thramer's Food Center in Blue Hill.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Welcome back to high school football. John Rouse is having a heck of a day for the Blue Hill Bobcats. But can they keep things rolling right here? as we are down to third down and 10 for Mullen, trailing 35-22 with 3:50 to go in the football game. But not out of it if they can convert another good play like they have already. Back to pass, Gracie. Looks deep, looking for a jump ball, and he overthrows it. It's picked off by Himmelberg. He was playing center field. They thought that Tell Spies could be the big guy to go up and get it. Instead, Himmelberg gets the interception at the Blue Hill 15, and that is the first turnover by either team in this football game. And now Blue Hill just has to hold on to the ball, and they're going to be gassing up that bus for Lincoln. And Mullen fans can't believe it. But Himmelberg, nice play. Just had to play like a center fielder, and he did. Didn't get rattled. 3:44 to go. And John Rouse will come up under center. Him and Dicely will be the only two that touch it. There is no way they would do anything else right here. Rouse pitches it to Dicely, right side, breaks one tackle. Ball's loose. It's on the ground, but Mullen got it. Blue Hill got it. Mullen was right there, but jumping on it is Tony Bauman. Oh, my goodness, goodness, goodness. And there's a flag on the play. And a little slow to get up off the bottom of the pile is Clayton Hassett. And we have a hold called on Blue Hill. So the Bobcats, their second hold of the contest. And again, it just seems like Blue Hill does enough to keep the game exciting the last 2 weeks, doesn't it? They've never been behind, but they do just enough to keep it exciting. And that's the first time the ball's even been on the ground today. Almost diving on it there. The Mullen Broncos, and since there was no gain on the play by Dicely, they're going to decline that penalty, and it'll bring up second down and 10, so we'll scratch that one off the books. Now they're just going to put Rouse back in that shotgun and put it in his hands here. And he will use every second he can of that clock. Once they start counting down the five from the back judge, he'll get them set, and they're ready to go. So Rouse takes the snap, follows his blockers off the left side, and this time Stichka comes up, stands him up, no gain. It's going to be third down and 10. Again, John Rouse, 243 yards rushing, 116 yards passing unofficially. And Mullen is going to call a timeout here. With 3:05 remaining in this football game, they will have two remaining. Timeout on the field by the Broncos. It is Blue Hill 35, Mullen 22 on the Breeze.
B&B Carpet, shop us first or shop us last, and you'll find us to be professional and helpful as our customers have for 20 years. We thank you in advance for giving us here at B&B the opportunity to work with you for all your flooring needs. When it's time for flooring, come to B&B Carpet in Donovan, and you'll see why your friends say, "That's where we always go."
Breeze 94.5.
Well, as we said, it was a beautiful afternoon for football. The sun now starting to set behind the horizon just outside in Mountain Time Zone here in Mullen. And the time is about run out on the Broncos. Blue Hill 35, Mullen 22. 3:05 to go in the football game. And Mullen will get the ball back if they can stop Blue Hill on this third and 10 at their own 15-yard line. Does Coach Coffey roll the dice for the first down, or are they just going to run the ball in Rouse's hands, who's in that diamond formation in the shotgun? Takes the snap, runs to his right, breaks one tackle, gets across the 20 to the 22. And they want a face mask, I think, here. There is a flag. There may be a face mask. There is a flag right where the runner came down. And, oh, boy. Personal foul, face mask, first down, Blue Hill. Rouse, a six-yard run to get him to 249, and then an incredibly costly face mask penalty on the Mullen Broncos, which will give Blue Hill the first down. And again, remember, they declined that holding penalty. And so they were able to get first down yardage. 3 minutes and counting. And now the Bobcats in glorious shape again if they can hold the ball. And Rouse, they're just going to put it in his hands. He's done the job the last 2 weeks. They've leaned on him a little bit more, we should say, the last 2 weeks, and he's done it. First down and 10. Clock continues to tick. down to 235 as he snaps the football, comes to his right, finds a little gap. Of course, they're trying to knock the ball loose, and he's tripped up there by Spies. And there to finish him off is going to be Clayton Hassett, but Spies got him, tripped him up, a gain of two. Second down and eight. But tickety tick tick, Mullen, two timeouts remaining. Kids looking over saying, do we want to use one? Coaches say no. And boy, the officials take forever to blow the ball ready for play. I would think that would have the Mullen coaches hot. It was a two-yard gain. You spot the ball, you blow it, and then the 25 seconds run off. Blue Hill got probably an extra 10 seconds at least there. The defensive line's actually looking at the back judge so that when he starts counting five, they can rev their motor up. Blue Hill's ready to go on second down and eight. Rouse to the left this time. Follows his block, has a hole, 40, 30, 20. This ball game is over. Blue Hills headed to state. Touchdown, John Rouse from 42 yards away. And it's 41-22. Nice job, young man. 293, another touchdown. And the Bobcats are 141 away from doing the happy dance here in Mullen, where you don't come in and win very often at all. Man, they have done some great job up there. Sometimes you're wondering if anybody's blocking. Then you're wondering if anybody's on the other side of the ball for both these teams. And a great, great right up the middle, the one he scored on earlier in this football game. And now Mackin to add the extra point. Here's the snap. It's down. The kick is away. This one's a good high kick and in there. 1:41 to go in the D2 state semifinal. Blue Hill 42, Mullen 22 on the Breeze.
We're the You Get More Superstore. Our name's Superstore. Shopping centered around you, you, you. One-stop shop that gives you more. Shopping centered around you, you, you. We're the You Get More Superstore.
Breeze 94.5.
Again, be sure to say thank you to the many fine sponsors that have allowed us to bring you high school athletics, especially for the Blue Hill Bobcats as they are making an exciting run, their state volleyball run for the girls, and now the boys are headed to the state football championship. 1:41 to go unless something quirky happens. Of course, everybody saw the story of the, what was it, Pennsylvania team that scored three times in the final minute. Squib kick going to be picked up here and up the field. Justin Weens has a little hole, 15, 20, up to the 25-yard line. A minute 35 to go. Mullen has two timeouts, but they are going to need touchdowns, and they are going to need onside kicks. And coming up a little banged up is Clayton Hassett, the 215-pound sophomore who's played very well on the defensive side, now comes over and lays down on the sideline. It may just be a cramp, and that's a good thing. I think that's what it's going to be. Well, they have chucked the ball down the field a couple of times with success. Mullen, a non-throwing team, can they do it again? They had a 63-yard touchdown earlier in this quarter to Zach Sweet. And they're going to need something like that again as they spread the field. Although they do keep Lane Edis in the backfield, they will send Sweet in motion. They want that wheel route to him again. Flip it down the field. Himmelberg is there. The ball is juggled. We've got a jump ball. I think this is a catch. It's a catch inside the 30 to the 28-yard line. Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. And move that football up the field here for another first down for Mullen. They're going to get 28 yards on that pass completion. But they've got to be efficient and they've got to be quick. 1:28, waiting for the chains to get set. And, of course, good job over there by the home chain crew. They took a while to get down there so that their team could do something. They faked the pitch, wheel route out to Edis. It's underthrown. He was open. Dicely was running as hard as he could to get over there. But a little more air under that one for Gracie, and they might have been able to get it into the end zone. And Coach Pfeiffer doing everything he can in his playbook right now. Probably some things that they have only run in practice throughout the year. That's what happens when you've never been beaten. You don't have to do this kind of stuff. You don't have to run a two-minute drill. Only practice. 42-22, though. Blue Hill in more than safe situation. Himmelberg just playing center field. He's all the way back at the 5 as it's second and 10 at the 27-yard line of Blue Hill. Out of the shotgun, Gracie trying to set up a middle screen. They do to Edis. He's going to get up the field to the 20, to the 15, break a tackle. He's going to get into the end zone. Touchdown, Ethan Sharp couldn't grab him at the 20. And instead a 27-yard screen pass to Lane Edis. 1:12 to go in this game. And you think the whole time, if it was that easy, why didn't we do it earlier? And I'm sure that's what every fan thinks when you're on the backside of one of these. Now they line up to go for two. 42-28, our fourth touchdown here of the fourth quarter. And again, Quan Vig, he went right the first time. This time he goes left, and he's able to run it in. I mean, he's not in for anything else, but he has done two for two on these two-point runs. 1:12 to go in a game. Blue Hill 42, Mullen 30. We're back with the kickoff right after this.
Do you have a passion for athletics? Are you a former high school or college athlete looking for ways to stay involved? The Nebraska School Activities Association is asking you to grab a whistle. Officials are needed in every high school activity and are essential to the future of the game. Visit nsaahome.org for more information. Grab a whistle and contact the NSAA to get registered.
The Breeze, 94.5.
So the 27-yard touchdown pass, and we have an injured Blue Hill Bobcat on that two-point conversion, and you don't like to see this. Trent Carr is being helped off the field. Let's hope that is nothing serious. You're at a point where you should have this under control, and you're getting ready for a state championship against either Falls City Sacred Heart or Bruning Davenport Shickley, who will kick it off at 6 o'clock in Shickley. So now they get ready for another onside kick. And doing the kicking again for Mullen is Kobe Walker. Last time they were able to bounce it off a court, but they fell on it. So seven guys up here on the onside kick coverage. And the kick bounces around, and getting it and falling on it for Blue Hill is going to be Grant Streff. Streff did a good job, short-stopped that, and just went down to a knee and hauled it in. And so Blue Hill will have it at their own 38-yard line. Mullen has two timeouts remaining. Might get the ball back, depending on how quickly they get the ball spotted. Because they can use two timeouts, but after third, Blue Hill would just have to kneel on it and let that clock run. So they will put Dicely to the left. They will put Court to the right. And behind them all, the quarterback, John Rouse. Monster day for Rouse. And after the unsuccessful onside kick, Rouse will go to the left side. Edis will get him up high and bring him down. Luke Christian was there. And a tackle will give him about 2 yards up to midfield. And Mullen will use their second timeout. Unofficially, I have John Rouse, 295 yards rushing, 3 touchdowns. He's also thrown a touchdown pass. The New West postgame show coming up, but we still have 1:05 left in this football game as Mullen discusses strategy here. Strategy is try to stand him up and strip that football. That's really their only chance right now because Blue Hill not only has the ball, they do have a 12-point lead, 42-30. It was 21-0 at half. Mullen came out and got the first two scores. Cut it to 21-14, but Blue Hill was able to answer back, and we've really just kind of exchanged scores. Mullen got stopped a couple of times. They've had a couple of miscues in there on 4th-and-1. They had a delay a game and a false start in 2 separate occasions and punted both times. And then they had a face mask the last defensive series, which kept the drive alive on 3rd down for Blue Hill, and they scored. The snap is low. Rouse scoops it up and falls to the ground, and another timeout by Mullen. Oh, my goodness. Again, there hasn't been a low snap to Rouse in the last 2 weeks out of that shotgun, but he has to eat it here, and it is a loss of 4 on the play. And the final timeout is going to be used here by Mullen. So there's 1:02 to go. Kind of look at the scenario here. Blue Hill runs the ball. Let's say the play takes, if it only takes 5 seconds. So you're down to 57 seconds. It takes 10 seconds to get the ball spotted. You're at 47. You can run 25 off the clock. So Mullen's not going to get the ball back until there's less than 25 seconds to go in the game, down 2 scores with no timeouts. So you buy your lottery ticket on that one. And let's see if Blue Hill can just kind of finish things off here on this third down and 12 at their own 36-yard line. 42-30 Bobcats on KLIQ-FM, Hastings Blue Hill, and PlatteRiverPreps.com. Blue Hill, of course, selling out for the run. Rouse is under center this time. He might just quarterback sneak it. Ooh, hard count. Got him to move, but no jump. Now he turns and hands it to Dicely, and Dicely will work his way forward to midfield and into Mullen territory at the 38-yard line. That's going to be a gain of 6 on the play. And now nothing they can do here in Mullen but watch that clock run. They have the ball ready for play. Still ready for play. I just don't understand what they're waiting for. All the way down to 39, and we're rooting for Blue Hill, right? Most of the people listening are rooting for Blue Hill. Here at Mullen, I don't know what takes them so long to get the ball. I mean, the ball's spotted, and it's like they count 5 more seconds and then say, okay. So the clock's going to run all the way down to 14 seconds or 15, and Blue Hill's going to take a timeout, and then they're going to punt it. So good news, Blue Hill has come in, and they played a very good football game, regardless of the little editorial I just went on there. And we're down to 15 seconds until Blue Hill is headed to Memorial Stadium. That game, of course, as we said, 1 week from today. And you'll be able to hear it here on The Breeze and every game on ESPN 1460 and 1550. All championship games. So it looks like we've got at least two teams from our listening area, maybe South Loop, our friends up in Callaway and Arnold. We'll get through. They're playing our friends down at Curtis, Medicine Valley, as we like to call them, the Fighting Allen-Garys. We'll be taking the field tonight in the D1 semifinals. Well, one of those programs will get their chance to go to Memorial Stadium for the first time. So fourth down, ball at the 38-yard line. Call it fourth and 6. Mackin going to punt it away. They actually are going to send Edis back. I'm surprised Mullen's not sending all 8. But Edis could definitely return one and leave him about 4 seconds on the clock. Mackin takes the snap, gets it away. They rough the kicker, and this football game is over. No matter what Edis does, they rough the kicker. Edis feels it at the 10. Let's hope nobody gets hurt here. He's running backwards. He's up to the 5, and he's going to be tackled with 1 second left in this football game. But there is a roughing the kicker penalty on Mullen. They took the chance. They knew they had to try to block it, and they just ran right through the kicker, Joe Mackin, who's okay. And Blue Hill's going to get the opportunity to go in victory formation and snap the ball with 1 second remaining in this game to head on to the state finals next week in Lincoln at Memorial Stadium. A 2:45 kickoff against either Bruning Davenport Schickley or the defending state champions, which, of course, Falls City Sacred Heart. 1 second to go. Blue Hill 42 and Mullen 30. The New West postgame show coming up. Now, head football coach Mitch Pfeiffer, also the athletic director here, want to be very, very upfront saying thanks to him and all the folks here at Mullen for their hospitality. It really is a neat place to come watch a football game. It's got one of the coolest 8-man fields that I've ever broadcast at. Just the scenery and the way it's set here, it's really, really cool. And Blue Hill's going to think it's a whole lot cooler because they came in here and they're going to get a victory that they will remember for the rest of their lives. As Rouse takes the snap, the MVP of the football game today takes a knee, and this football game is over. The final score, the Blue Hill Bobcats 42 and the Mullen Broncos 30. Mullen will end their season at 11-1, and Blue Hill will take a 12-0 record to Memorial Stadium in Lincoln next Tuesday or Monday afternoon at 2:45 and play in the D2 state championship game. We'll be back with the New West Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery postgame show after this timeout on The Breeze 94.5 and PlatteRiverPreps.com.
For all your furniture and flooring needs, stop at Blue Hill Furniture. In business since 1889, Blue Hill Furniture has the stability, selection, and quality of larger stores to go with friendly service and competitive prices. Top brand names, too. If you're looking for a single piece or an entire room, Blue Hill Furniture will take care of you. Better Buys in Blue Hill, located at 501 West Gage. For your convenience, they accept Visa and MasterCard. Blue Hill Furniture proudly supports Blue Hill Athletics and Academics.
Ron's Pharmacy is your Health Mart pharmacy in Blue Hill with complete pharmacy service, including mail-out service. Ron's Pharmacy also has school supplies, American greeting cards, Russell Stover's candies, and Timex watches. You can trust and depend on Ron's Pharmacy because they've been serving you for more than 30 years. Ron's Pharmacy proudly supports academics and athletics in Blue Hill and wishes all the athletes and coaches good luck. Ron's Pharmacy, your Blue Hill Health Mart pharmacy.
Is back pain keeping you from doing the activities you enjoy? Is hip, knee, or ankle pain making even the shortest walks difficult? Is hand, wrist, or finger pain making you cut tasks short or take frequent pauses? New West Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery is here to tell you that you don't have to live with the pain. With training in a wide range of specialties, New West has the doctor to get you back into the game. Schedule your appointment today. No referral is necessary. All major insurances accepted.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Glad to have you back with us here at Mullen. This is the New West Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery postgame show. Certified and fellowship-trained physicians providing a superior standard of care with no referral necessary. No matter the activity, New West is here to get you back to it. Schedule your appointment today. I want to remind you that we do have Nebraska basketball, 7:05 tip-off, 6:05 pregame tonight on 12:30 a.m. KHAS, and we hope to have a chance to talk with Coach John Coffey, maybe one of his assistants here in the postgame. But while we do that, let's go ahead and get you things set up here for our statistics. And first off, for the Mullen Broncos, just one thing to kind of mention, they got a lot of young kids. Edis and quarterback Gracie and Zach Sweet, they're all juniors. You got Hendricks is a junior, Walker is a junior. You do lose Spies and Stitchka that are seniors, but Mullen's going to have a lot of this team coming back next year. I had Lane Edis, 28 carries, 176 yards in this football game, and he had that nice 60-yard touchdown run, and then he had a 3-yard touchdown run as well. So a couple of touchdown runs for Edis in this contest. 28, 176, two touchdowns. Matt Stitchka, 9 carries, 26 yards. Zach Sweet, 1 carry for 0 yards. And Brady Gracie, just 1 carry for 3 yards here in the contest. When it comes to running the ball, 39 carries, 205 yards in the contest today for the Mullen Broncos. Then for quarterback Brady Gracie in the first half, he was 3 of 9 for 26 yards, no touchdowns, no interceptions. And then in the second half, he put it up 7 times, completed 3 of those, and he was able to hit 1 touchdown, a 63-yarder, and then he had 1 interception. So total yards there in the second half, 118 in the second half, 26 in the first half, so 144 yards through the air, 205 on the ground, 349 yards of total offense for the Mullen Broncos here today. I had them for 16 first downs, 4 punts for an average of 35 yards, had the 1 turnover on an interception and 6 penalties for 55 yards in this contest. We'll be back and look at the numbers for Blue Hill and chat with one of the coaches after this on the New West Postgame Show.
When DuPont Pioneer says they're with you from the word go, what does that mean? It means packing a ton of people power, along with unmatched service and support, into high-performance hybrids. Sure, Pioneer Corn products feature high-performance trait packages, but it's your local team of professionals that helps place the right products in your field. Pioneer, with you from the word go. Your Ag Impact partners are Craig Weegis and Todd Travis.
Is back pain keeping you from doing the activities you enjoy? Is hip, knee, or ankle pain making even the shortest walks difficult? Is hand, wrist, or finger pain making you cut tasks short or take frequent pauses? New West Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery is here to tell you that you don't have to live with the pain. With training in a wide range of specialties, New West has the doctor to get you back into the game. Schedule your appointment today. No referral is necessary. All major insurances accepted.
The Breeze, 94.5.
And welcome back to the New West Postgame Show here on The Breeze, 94.5 KLIQ FM, Hastings and Blue Hill. Here's a look at the unofficial numbers. I have the football game this afternoon for the Bobcats. Lane Dicely, 16 carries, 47 yards in the football game. And then a touchdown. You swing on down to Trent Court, 3 carries, all in the first half, 6 yards. Joe Mackin, 2 carries for 7 yards. One of those was on a fake punt that came up just short. And then you had quarterback John Rouse, 26 carries, 295 yards, and he had 3 touchdowns in this football game. overall, 47 carries, 355 yards this afternoon for Blue Hill. Through the air, Rouse was 4-for-4 in the first half. He was 2-of-3 in the second half, including a 39-yard touchdown. He had 2 touchdown passes in the game. 116 through the air, 355 on the ground, 471 yards of a total offense in this football game, resulting in 19 first downs for Blue Hill. They punted it twice and did it beautifully there with Mackin. 37 yards average on those two. 3 penalties for 35 yards. No turnovers in the football game for Blue Hill. They're taking the team photo right now, and they need to get John Rouse in there. This is the one that goes, I assume, in the program down for the state football finals, but he is becoming a television star over here at the moment. So they're waiting on him, and we are waiting on the coaches as well to come up, hopefully get a chance to chat with them. Here's how things broke down in this football game. Mullen won the toss today, and they decided to defer, and Blue Hill went to work. A little bit better success than last week when they fumbled on the second play of the football game. Today they are able to march 61 yards, a 44-yard touchdown run by John Rouse right up the middle, makes it 7-0 after Mackin makes the kick. We're just a minute 40 into this football game. Then after forcing Mullen to punt the ball again, it was a 65-yard drive. Lane Dicely took it in from 6 yards out. Mackin makes the kick, 4:20 to go in the first quarter, 14-0 Blue Hill. Then Mullen has to go for it, 4th and 2 at the Blue Hill a 13 or 11-yard line. They are not able to get there, and turning it right around, Blue Hill marches at 69 yards the other way, stopping on a 9-yard touchdown, a little screen pass from Rouse to Joe Mackin. Mackin also makes the kick. 21-0, 7:08 to go in the second quarter, and that's how the first half would end. But quickly things changed for Mullen in the second half of this football game. On the second play from scrimmage in the third quarter, Lane Edis, who had been held to 55 total yards rushing in the first half, had a 60-yard touchdown run over the right side, and then Gracie able to hit Christian on a 2-point conversion. 45 seconds into the third quarter, the lead's 21-8, and then a 3-and-out/4-and-out. That's when they decided to have a fake punt on 4th and 3 in their own territory. And Mackin got 2, but Blue Hill gave the ball up at their own 28. And on 4th down and goal, Edis took it in from 3 yards out. The 2-point run was no good. 6:15 to go in the third quarter. Mullen's right back in it at 21-14. But then Blue Hill settled it down on the ensuing 65-yard drive. Rouse hooks up with McCoy Menke, and he is able to haul that in from 39 yards out. Mackin makes the kick, and with 4:06 to go in the third quarter, Blue Hill is back up 2 scores, 28-14. And then that's where things got a little strange in this football game. It was a delay of game on 4th down and 1 for Mullen at midfield. It took him forever. I mean, they had like 2 inches to go, and it took forever to get the play in, and they didn't get it off, so then they punt the ball. The same thing happened. And then Blue Hill misses the 21-yard field goal from Mackin. Then the same thing happens on the next possession. On 4th and 1, they get an illegal procedure and have to punt the football again. And that sets up Rouse for his second touchdown run from 43 yards out. It seemed like that was going to be the game. 7:23 to go, 35-14. But the very next offensive play, Gracie hooks up with Zach Sweet on a nice 63-yard catch and run. They add the 2-point conversion. It was 7:04 to go in the game. It's 35-22 Blue Hill. After an onside kick that got loose, Mullen couldn't recover it, and they never were able to get back into this football game. Himmelberg comes on with an interception after a Blue Hill punt. They took a deep shot down the field, and Himmelberg gets the pick, the only turnover in this football game. Rouse breaks it for 42 yards, and a face mask on 3rd and 10 helped keep that drive alive, made it 42-22, and just 30 seconds later, a little screen pass from Gracie to Edis scores from 27 yards out. The 2-point conversion was good, but Mullen would not get the ball back, and the final score would be Blue Hill 42 and Mullen 30. We'll be back to put the finishing touches on this state semifinal for Mullen right after this timeout on The Breeze.
The South Central State Bank of Campbell, Franklin, Oxford, Blue Hill, and Red Cloud is a full-service bank offering every banking service your family might need, offering internet and mobile banking. Log on to southcentralstatebank.com. Good luck, sports teams from the South Central State Bank, member FDIC.
Get more than you expect. Direct.
When you hear the name Furniture Direct, low prices is about what you'd expect. But at Furniture Direct, you get more than you expect, like coil spring seating in our catnapper recliners and motion furniture so they keep sitting great for years to come. Plus express delivery so you can enjoy your furniture right away. Get more than you expect at Furniture Direct.
behind Sonic on South Burlington and Hastings, FurnitureDirectHastings.com.
Where did you get more Superstore? Outlet Superstore. Shopping centered around you. One-stop shop that gives you more. Shopping centered around you. Where did you get more Superstore?
Is back pain keeping you from doing the activities you enjoy? Is hip, knee, or ankle pain making even the shortest walks difficult? Is hand, wrist, or finger pain making you cut tasks short or take frequent pauses? New West Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery is here to tell you that you don't have to live with the pain. With training in a wide range of specialties, New West has the doctor to get you back into the game. Schedule your appointment today. No referral is necessary. All major insurances accepted.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Three more tickets to be punched, and then the field will be full for the state football championships next Monday and Tuesday in Lincoln. As we said, Bruning, Davenport, Shickley, and Fall City Sacred Heart getting ready to do battle tonight to find out who plays Blue Hill in the D2 state football championship coming up 1 week from today, 2:45. We'll be at Memorial Stadium on the Breeze 94.5. And, of course, every game is on ESPN 1460 and 1550. D1, they're getting ready to kick it off here in about 30 minutes in Callaway as South Loop plays Medicine Valley in the Battle of Unbeatens. And in the D1 East bracket, Howells Dodge plays at East Butler tonight at 7 o'clock. That will be the first final next week at 10:15 a.m. Then they have the Class B final next Monday night. It'll be York taking on Omaha Scutt. And things get going next Tuesday in Class C2 as the first championship, or excuse me, in C1 as it'll be Norfolk Catholic taking on Boone Central Newman Grove. And then at 2:45 next Tuesday, it is the C2 final as UTAN takes on Centennial. Then Class A, Kearney High will take on Omaha North. We'll also have that on Classic Hits 98.9. Well, pictures and celebrations are continuing down on the field. I don't know if we're going to get a chance to talk with Coach Coffey or his assistants as they get ready to make plans for the trip to Lincoln and a chance to play in the state football championship game next week. You've been listening to the New West Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery post-game show. Certified and fellowship-trained physicians providing a superior standard of care with no referral necessary. No matter the activity, New West is here to get you back to it. Schedule your appointment today. 3 touchdown runs and 295 yards on the ground for John Rouse. 2 touchdown passes and 116 yards through the air. He accounts for 5 of the 6, and his teammates did a great job as well. It's just that he'll have touchdown next to his name a little bit more tonight. The final score, the Blue Hill Bobcats 42 and the Mullen Broncos 30. For our producer engineer Brad Beam and our many fine sponsors from Mullen, this is Doug Duda saying we'll see you next week at Memorial Stadium in Lincoln for Blue Hill Bobcat football in the D2 state championship game.